spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us here again on this, Faithful Friday here, the September 25th, 2020. Good of you to join us, whether you're joining us live or tuning in later on in the archives. It is Friday once again, which of course means Flashback Friday. Thank you for joining us live. We are a few minutes late, so we do apologize to the live audience for that, but as I say, better late than never. Hope you're all doing well. We have a slew of things to get into today, and as we kind of look through the news and look through some of the stories we're going to touch upon, everything is just completely
how is it even
upside
real?
Down. I don't know.
How is it even real? I mean, Seattle hiring a pimp to help them figure out how to handle the streets instead of police. I mean, it's you can't make it up.
Can't make it up.
We'll get into that.
We'll get into some of that. And I mean, there's just a million other things. It's just we got to try to have some fun on the way down. Those. I mean, butter up the popcorn.
Oh, it's going down.
And get ready.
We need to be commenting on it along the way and tell our children where it all went wrong. But this thing is coming down. Yep. That is for sure.
I mean, it went wrong, frankly, a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're at the tail end of the beginning, maybe, to the fall? I don't know. All right. Anyway, so I'll also get into today, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going out on dlive.tv/redicetv. Shout out to everyone joining us over there. We're also going out on VK. Also, you can tune in at redice.tv/live if you feel so inclined. And we are going out to Float today as well. FLOTE.app.
Is that working?
It is working. It's working.
Awesome.
I just realized I forgot to change the title. I hate when you have to change the title on 50 different places. Restream is pretty good. You can change it in one place, but if you don't connect everything through that, you can't. But whatever. We are streaming there live. Otherwise, of course, shout out to the Bitchutesburgs. It was good to see you guys. And also, of course, to those tuning in on Library. And, of course, at redicemembers.com, our members. Thank you so much for being a member, by the way. All right. Okay. I saw a couple of things here on DLive real quick. I guess we could do a couple of those. Where am I? There I am. I want to have that angle right now. Okay, let me take some of these. Lord Aragon with the diamond says, "Clown world indeed, sitting out the election." That's right. We are gonna,
but not the coverage.
We'll talk about that soon. Yeah, exactly. Not the coverage of it, but I definitely understand that. I'm not gonna hold. It's just all right. Anyway, we'll get to that. I see that Junus and Tina over at VPFM is hosting.
Hey guys,
good to see you, folks. Make
Love
sure you. Subscribe to their channel. I think did they change it? So it's dlive.tv. I wish you could in the activity field click in on the channel. Actually, someone put that in the chat. Someone who has the exact URL for that. I don't think it's VPFM, dlive.tv/VPFM. I think it's a longer word. So anybody who could put in that, thank you for that. 41BMC with a diamond. Says Promethean Hells, Red Eyes. Thanks so much for that. Good to see you. Spectre Lucens with a diamond. Robert Seffer was in Adam's Green chat recently. Well, that's good to know. I think he's lurking. We've tried to get Robert Seffer on a couple of times. We didn't succeed.
Yeah, he's hard to get. Yeah,
he's playing hard to get. I think you're watching, Robert. Well, come on in.
Some people like to do their videos, but they don't like to go do interviews. It's a different format.
Yeah, sure is. All right. Angry White Soccer Mom gifts 1 month sub to Conrad Curse. Thank you for that. Shroom with the Diamond says, hail, endure the madness. I do. Good to see you, Shroom. Always a pleasure. Angry Meat Sack with a Diamond says, Keelan Abar puked on my rug last night. Keelan Abar. Do you know the reference?
I do not.
Keelan Abar puked on my rug last... I have to look that one up. Thank you. Though, appreciate that, Meat Sack. Simon Coates with the Diamond. Upside down indeed, he says. That's right. I didn't know we can write upside down. How about that? Good stuff, Simon. Thank you. Conrad Curse with a Diamond, Heltar King and Queen. Well, thank you for that, sir. Robo Think with the Diamonds has to get bad enough. The normies wake up. I think that's still true.
Oh yeah.
I still think that's true.
I've had a lot of conversations with just normie people lately. Simple. And there are people that are very clued in, you know, once you start conversations with some people and just random people that I meet not outside of Red Ice.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things that you can talk about and the people are ready to talk about. So that's encouraging.
That's right.
Especially with everything going on now.
Virginia Drifter with the Diamonds says Denver protesters can't stop boomers in cars. I saw that we have a clip out of LA. About them chasing down a car, but Denver I have not seen. Maybe we can pull that up a little bit later too. There's so much breaking stuff that's happening because of these ridiculous protests. It's crazy. It's heating up, and I mean it's going to just be pure chaos and violence post-election here, I think.
Oh, and if Trump gets in, oh, look out. Cities are going to burn.
I mean, part of me is like, yes, Trump has let us down on so many issues and stuff, but part of me is like, I still would like to see it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'd like to see another 4 years.
I'd still like to see that and the reaction and, you know, as you watch the mainstream media and stuff. And again, despite all of the things that he folds on and,
yes,
you
we know Israel. I mean, both sides are going to fold to Israel all the time. But at least right. He's taking on things like critical race theory.
Right.
Bringing that to people's attention.
That's good, you know. But yeah, I think that would be a good wake-up call for a lot of Americans. We have this story later on, too, about how, like, the support for BLM is just, like, dropped through the floor, basically, recently. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Virginia and Drifter, for that. Ulov Sen with the Diamonds says, just love your synth intro. Synth equals white music. I believe you're right. Yeah,
I think we're
right.
The most diverse when it comes to music, honestly.
Ulov again with a Diamond says make a Red Eye synth album. How about that?
Didn't you already do that?
Not an album, but we made a couple of tracks. Yeah, sure. Ragnar with a Diamond. Hail, family. Hail, Ragnar. Good to see you here. Big Mushy 31 Cracker with a Diamond says, all I want for Christmas is segregation. How about that?
I don't think it's going to come that soon, but we'll see.
How about a white Christmas? Is that good enough? No. Obergreuper with the Ninja Genie. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate that. Trump is better than the commies. I agree, absolutely. And I mean, it's like, it's not that I'm like gung-ho Trump, but it was like, I'll take Trump in a million years over these lunatics on the other side. I mean, it's just, and in a way, I think it's good to drive them over the edge, too. Of like, completely, the Trump derangement syndrome has been, I mean, it's already off the charts. It's been off the charts for 4 years. But when you don't think they can descend more into the lunacy and the madness, they do.
Yeah.
And it's driving, it's waking up a lot of other people, frankly. So I'll take it. Cornered Space Alien with the Diamonds is Red Ice Friday, ready for the insight and fun. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Or ma'am. Richard Church with the Diamond. Hail Brothers, Big Rich here with the mask off. Well, there you go. Good on you, sir. No face diaper here.
We got scolded for the first time going in somewhere. Some guy just comes out right away. Where's your mask? You know, exemption or whatever. And he's like,
Now it's going to get real nutty.
Yeah. And then it's like,
you've ain't seen nothing yet. You know,
yep. And like, it's like, okay, we're out. We're not going to shop here then.
Nope,
screw you.
That's
and
it.
Some old boomers are like, I can't believe you. I'm like, mind your own business, lady. God. It's just getting out of control.
So like I say, hang on.
I'm going to turn into one of those Karens in one of those videos. You're going to see me in one of those.
Uh-oh. Hang on tight. All right, we'll see about that.
God, these people are so annoying about their face diaper. I am just sick and tired of it. I know so many people are.
Yeah.
How long is this going to happen? For 10 years? They're just going to take orders for 10 years? COVID-19. It's been a decade.
We've talked about this. This is the new normal, and this is what they're doing now. This is just adapt. I mean, look at Australia. New Zealand, the UK, and they have the template of what's going to happen.
It's insane.
Sweden is just behind because they're retarded and they don't even know how to lock down the country anymore. They don't know how to do anything. So that's why they didn't do anything, because they can't control anything. It's so out of control. Like, people have no idea. Just butter up the popcorn and just watch it burn. All right. What should we do? Hey, I could do this first then. Let me do this. Some super chat options here too. Today, dlive.tv/redeyestv, of course. Anything from a diamond and up, we read. So you can join in that way. Or, of course, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe someone else in chat knows, but I heard it on a... Nope, that's not true then, because one came in right away. Okay, I saw someone else commenting on this the other day that, hey, the little monitor symbol on Entropy Stream is gone. So they couldn't use the system, so they thought Entropy has been hit by the payment thing or something.
Oh, really?
But I saw one came in.
Lycan Warrior, thank you, Lycan Warrior. The powers that be really do the average person, really think the average person is stupid and gullible enough to believe there is a white supremacist behind every corner and tree. They really do.
Yep. And then eventually, all of a sudden, there actually were that because of what they were doing. No, but you know what I'm saying. It's like... If you think people
creating
are like
their worst nightmare,
if you don't think people will be like become antagonistic when you're like trying to guilt rid them into just because they're white, then eventually they will actually become aware of the of that aspect and say, you know what, there's nothing wrong with being white.
They create and then, their
you
worst
know, not that that's a white supremacist, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. In their view, it's like where someone wasn't racially aware before, they're the ones doing it. They're the ones producing these people. But of course, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because then they can say, see, there's. It's a literal white identitarian. Look at that. All right. Anyway, entropystream.live down below, as you can see, /redeyestv. That's another great way of joining in as well. Okay. So what do we have for first story
the
here?
The Trump-Biden debate. We want to cover on Tuesday up. Because it is going to be so much fun. It's going to be hilarious. It'll probably be the best, presidential nominee debate ever.
I hope so.
He last for two? Was it 90 minutes? Can he last that long without peeing his pants or babbling or forgetting his lines or what?
No, I mean between Nadler and now Biden.
Nadler literally
knows?
Crapping his pants.
Who knows what's
we'll show
right?
that later. Yeah, I know it's going to be so much fun. So we definitely have James Edwards on board for that. Reach out to Jared Taylor. Probably just a couple of us.
Yeah,
having some
to,
fun with it because
exactly.
It will be fun.
I was thinking about said. You remember the Hillary and. Trump, I think it was one of the first debates we
score.
Did cover.
We kept,
a little scoreboard. I think I've set that up again so we can like do a ding, you know, like point system or something like that. Just have some fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So we'll
Tuesday
we'll
night,
watch
right? 9 p.m.
Tuesday night.
Eastern time.
9 p.m.
So,
Eastern, September 29th.
We will cover that. Watch it.
RedEyes.tv, of course, and RedEyesMembers.com. Keep an eye on there. And of course, make sure that you are following us both on Twitter and our Telegram, or Twitter and, or I should say, our Telegram group, because we'll give notifications and stuff. Right there when we go live. So that'll be fun.
Hey, fat. Hey, orange man.
Look. Come on.
I do like that Trump knows some of the memes about him too, like Creepy Joe and Sleepy Joe, and he knows all this stuff. Yeah. It's funny. God, I can't stand this girl. Meghan Markle. She wants to run for president one day.
Why
That's why
are you
she's
jealous?
Not renouncing her. Her American citizenship, a social climber, a bad actress who wishes she could be princess, right? And now president, but she won't be either. God, I can't stand this skank.
She really won't be.
You're not fooling anyone, just dressing up all English and royal underneath.
I saw, what was it? That's right. We did have this one too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because her and her husband, Prince Harry, have been saying, vote for Biden, orange man, bad, blah, blah, blah. So Trump was asked about that. And, he made a few comments. We could play a little clip. He doesn't like her.
Oh, is it?
It's in there. There's a clip in there, down below, I think. Right?
Oh, down below or at the top? No, here it is. Let's play it. We can get some action on this
thing
here. New York Post.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chimed in on the U.S. election and essentially encouraged people to vote for Joe Biden. I wanted to get your reaction to that.
I'm not a fan of hers. And I would say this. And she probably has heard that. But I wish a lot of luck to Harry. She's going to need it.
Well, that's pretty based.
Man, he could have done better. I think they're going to get divorced
He was hurt some way there. He's been scarred for sure, the poor lad. All right, well, good.
Well, on the plus side, she's almost hitting 40, right? So maybe not another kid in near future.
Yeah. Well, speaking about poop, how about... So I played this... played this Wednesday, and...
You didn't
it didn't even occur to me, like, holy crap, did he just crap his pants?
Yeah, poopy pants,
I just
Nadler
thought
poopy pants.
You know, health issues, he's getting older, he's starting to He's starting to get back the fat that he once had. Remember the 80s?
His folks don't age
of it?
Well. Yeah.
He was huge, you know, and then he got thin again, and now he's kind of
hips
beginning to back
and
on.
And his pants were like pulled up to here.
It's like pantaloons.
Yeah, the penguin man. Yeah. Right, exactly.
So I just thought it's just one of his like walks, what he does now. But then, of course,
this
when you
look.
A little bit more. Someone even made the argument that you can actually hear him shit. Now, I don't know about that, but that could be
this?
True.
Biden is peeing his pants. This guy's literally shitting his pants. And then, what's her name behind him? She, like, is just gacked out and her eyes are all tweaking everywhere. And, like, these
Pelosi?
People are, yeah, Pelosi, they're all, like, crazy and nutty and have issues.
Let's play. Let's see here.
Let's see.
There we go.
He's like, oh God, I need a mask because it smells like shit
in here. Acknowledging legislation of other members of Congress that are contained in the chairman's legislation that they are putting forth, and chairwoman's. And I also want to acknowledge Maxine Waters is doing some very important
look at
work.
Oh God,
on this
I got to hold it in my pants. Oh God, it's going to come out my pant leg. Hold it in.
Our democracy. With that, I'm pleased to yield to the distinguished chairwoman.
Put together there.
Government form and oversight.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Make of that what
God,
you will.
God, this is really what we're up against, people that shit their pants.
I mean, this is like, remember all the hearings on white nationalism that this guy did
he singled us out.
He's the guy.
He was all rejoicing live when our feed got shut down because it was more popular than the White House.
It was our chat.
Our chat, exactly. Because it was more popular than the White House feed on his their bogus their farce hearing on white supremacy or whatever it was. Yeah,
I mean, it's incredible. He hates white people. This guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a mobster kind of guy.
Oh, he is. Know? He is for
Poopy
sure.
Poopy butt mobster.
No, it's the shitting mobster, not the Italian kind. Oh, Black Phillip with the diamond says Lana with the Murdoch Chan outfit. Red Eyes is the best.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You like it?
Cool.
What it's like an
it's like
army.
A military. Yeah, I do like army military green a lot.
Cool.
I do like it. It's one of my favorite colors.
Cornered Space Alien with the diamond says, "Cornered Space Alien is a dude and stuff like that." There you go. Okay, thank you for clarifying. Did I already do that? it's sir from now on.
Oh, did you say she?
What was it? What was the clip again? It's ma'am. Sir,
the tranny in the store,
rage,
just freaking out on
rage. Yeah, that's
all
funny.
Hopped up.
Thank you, Corner Space Alien. Billy P with the diamond, no message. Thank you. Ulova Ulova Sun again with the diamond says, "Rap R&B is not music, not for white people." Well, there you go. I do not listen to any of that, so I wouldn't even be able to tell what it is. Scarlet Scone with a diamond says, "Thank you both for everything you do." Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for the diamond. Thank you for the support. Post Physique with the diamond, your skin is your uniform. That's kind of how it's turning out, isn't it? Scuba Slayer with a diamond.
Skin suit.
Says, "Hail Frey, harvest all your victory, harvest all your victory gardens." There you go. Thank you, Scuba Slayer. Hope you're doing well. GM1972 with a diamond, no message. Thank you for that. Mr. Wright is here. Sansei Ninjagini. Thank you, sir. Always good to see you. The only difference was it did not come out of his mouth. Well, there you go.
Good call.
Yeah, it came out of both
He's
ends,
just
right?
verbal diarrhea all day long, that guy.
Pretty much.
It's all kaka.
And then I see a couple
and
of
kaka
more.
Means crap in Russian, so you all can say that.
Kok, I means cookie in Swedish. Now, Mr. Wright sends another.
It is true.
1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, diamonds with a. I'm great. Thanks. Awesome. Good to see you, man. Thank you for the support. The last red squirrels as well. I see with a diamond. Thank you for that. So this happened here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg becomes first woman to lie in state at U.S. Capitol.
Like
this
a
is
saint.
What, it's a sainthood. Saint RBG, right?
Mm-hmm.
And. This is what they did to McCain, I believe, right? Wasn't that what this was? And first he was locally Arizona, right? Was that what McCain was? Arizona,
that
I think. That
war-mongering asshole
in their
was.
Capital, and then, yeah, the neocon stuff. But anyway, let's look at this here clip. This is well worth your, well worth the 3 minutes here, I promise. It's gonna be great. Solemn. And then face diaper on. Well, I'm bored already.
Yeah, now. Exactly. Come on.
Let's get forward a little bit.
No menorah? It's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole U.S. Capitol is shaped like one. but it's okay. God, look at those masks.
First, I thought it was a couple black guys, but no, it's just black masks.
Masks. See, that's how they do it at those BLM riots. It's all these white supremacists with the skin suits. I'm gonna
okay, and then here. Her body's gonna lay there for how long?
Oh, Twitter video. Come
that's,
on.
That's creepy.
It's a few days or something?
Is it like an open casket or
yeah.
what?
Yeah.
Ready, face, forward, march.
On.
Treating her like she's some special deity. You know, these Supreme Court judges. They think they're like gods. This is so annoying.
But it's funny now, though.
Way too much power.
Already heard from, like, Democrats, liberals, the communists, basically. Right? That it's like...
They want to destroy it now that it's going to be conservatives.
It has too much power. Yeah. We got to dismantle the Supreme Court. Now it turns out it's actually not that great, and we can't let it hold that much power.
Exactly.
When the liberal kind of bias is... I mean... Again, you can argue with some of these people that got, like, even a Kavanaugh was like Patriot Act, gung ho. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of these people are not that great.
It's all pretty mellow.
But on some issues, yeah, they're more conservative on some issues. And again, we check what we can get, right?
They're just freaking out about my abortion. They're going to take away my abortion. That's all they're thinking
my
about.
My right
like,
to
that's,
kill
that's
another
not,
little baby.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, of course, Roe versus Wade. I mean, Wade, what was it? No, that's not going to happen. And again, as we talked about in the Weekend Warrior show, that was turned out to be a... based on a lie anyway. McConnell or something?
Remember,
yeah. Norma McConnell or whatever her name was. She lied about being raped in Georgia and she had to have an abortion. Remember? It was all bullshit. It was just like, I had sex with a guy who I basically thought I would fall in love with and I didn't. So I had to have an abortion.
Yeah, this Ruth thing is just nauseating. Just goes and goes and goes. And these women are just crying about it all day long. Yeah, this one is hilarious. Let me let's check in to see how the left is doing almost a week after the death of RBG. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg pushed me to join the Satanic Temple. I am a 40-something attorney and mother who lives in a quiet neighborhood, white neighborhood, with a yard and a garage full of scooters and soccer balls.
Ooh,
I'm not the type of person who would normally consider becoming a Satanist, but these times are not normal times.
Half poop. That's
Hail
amazing.
Satan.
Hail Satan, that's right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, at least they're honest about what they're doing. I mean,
well, they are a bunch of liberals at the Church of Satan anyway.
That
so,
is
you know,
absolutely correct.
It's, not doing anything
from
new.
From the French Revolution to the Illuminati. Like, I'm talking about the literal Illuminati now. It was just a bunch of liberals. It was a bunch of liberals. And all the fruits of the madness that we see have bloomed into a pile of shit today is basically thanks to these movements. These Jacobins and all this shit. I mean, and there are satanic, some of them. They're like
they are, but they think that they're doing something edgy when this is like mainstream now. Your soccer mom is just a liberal soccer mom as part of the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, you know, trans rights or whatever.
But then they have this, it's also this kind of out of spite thing. And although I don't think many of them are super aware of like a lot of intricacies in religion. And of course, most of them are obviously very anti, you know, Christian and stuff like that. But it's
edgy.
It's just because they see that as kind of like the mainline conservative culture that they have to kind of oppose themselves at. So it's like, yes, I murder babies and I pray to Satan. That's where you'll have them eventually.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They just have to oppose all of this, right? And they also, I mean, look at the... articles flying around about the contender. What was her name again? Corey and
come on, I knew it. The one with seven kids, five are hers, two were adopted from.
They already started
Catholic
spinning this. I forget her name. I will pull up in a moment. Maybe someone in chat knows. They already started spinning this thing that's like, oh, she was her sister was part of a group that was the inspiration for Handmaid's Tale. Amy Coney Barrett.
That's
Comey
right.
Barrett. Thank
that's
you,
right.
Groper Bill. Yeah. Call that in chat. Thank you. Coney Barrett. So we'll see how they spin that. We'll see if she's the one who's lined up, of course. Not sure that, but
it's
she
her
is.
Or another lady, Barbara Lagoa. Was she Puerto Rican?
Cuban or something?
Yeah.
Also a conservative, I think, or more on that side. Slow-mo Cool with a diamond. Here, take my shekels. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate the shekels. McCooley with a ninjagini. Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate it. Or ma'am. It's probably sir. Fledgling with the...
Probably 90% of the time.
Probably. Fledgling with the diamond. Fun fact, Jefferson hated the idea of the justices. Well, there you go. I'm not surprised.
They do.
Nobody, I mean, whatever...
They do have a lot of power, though.
Whatever is They do, and they've had for the reason that it was a liberal Supreme Court, primarily.
Exactly.
Right?
They can override voters and politicians.
Just on cue. You know, just on cue as it's beginning to tip. No, actually, we need to do away with it. It's, now it's gone. And these, you know, the Democrats, you know, the liberals, progressives, the communists, whatever you want, the Antifa, BLM people, whatever doesn't go their way, they begin to scream and have a temper tantrum like a child, you know. I mean, sure, they burn down cities and they kill people also. I'm not trying to say this is harmless or whatever. But these people are, it's notorious for like just, you know, just as soon as they don't get what they want, like completely, they're shrieking until, you know, eardrums burst. Yeah. It's crazy. Okay, we did that one. Scuba Slayer with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. Scuba Slayer says, the homie ladies of Hearth and Helm are streaming on DLive for the first time tonight.
Okay,
well, there you
cool.
go. Haven't checked them out. I'll see if I can follow their channel.
Maybe Sarah. Sarah Spooner.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Someone maybe can put the link in the chat. Thank you for the reminder, Scuba Slayer. And also, he says, subscribe to Hearth and Helm. There you go. So add a link in chat so we can get that too. Scuba Slayer, thank you. let me go up here. He sends one right after, right there. Let me dunk that link in there. Got to have it from the account that has the King Crown on it on DLive. You know, that's what it's all about. Right there. There we go. Thank you, Scuba Slayer. I appreciate that. Sign Wolf with a Ninjagini. Thank you for that. Says every member of the Supreme Court is either Catholic or Jewish. No wasps allowed. Well, there you go. That's a good point. Was it three out of, well, before RBG
passed away? Three
of
them. So one third of the justices were Jewish.
Was Jewish. And what is the percentile again in America? 0.2% population?
Yeah, something like that. 2%?
But there's no talk of a representation from a particular religion, if you want to go that path, right? Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah, but when it's a Christian, oh my God, there's too many Christians on there.
There's too many Catholics. You know, we got to have five Muslims and maybe one cucked Christian can be part of it.
Even though the majority of this country is still very Christian.
Yeah. Nerms with the diamond. Thank you for that. No message. All right, moving along. Quick mention of this. California moves to end sale of new gas-powered cars and trucks by 2035.
Good luck. That seems really fast.
And of course, they won't, you know, get rid, I guess, of the older ones. But still, I mean, 2035.
No way. Like, what are they going to do? Even their landscapers. Are they going to drive?
These are some of the reasons why everybody just is fleeing. I saw, I think it was on Twitter. I know California says, where am I going to flee to? we'll go to a wider state.
Yeah, exactly.
go to Maine, New England states, or maybe Idaho, Montana, or
claim it now.
Dakotas, I'm saying, or something.
Get
you know?
To those places and claim
get
it
out,
now because things are going off in those states right now because of exodus of conservatives fleeing California. Prices are going to go high.
That's right.
So if you're thinking about moving, now is the time to start looking for property, and if you can get it,
yep, that's right,
land or something.
Uber Groiper with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. No message. Salosifer, same thing with a diamond. No message. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. All right. So this one, let's talk about Ron Paul a bit. He was trending earlier on that tweeting platform, you know?
I remember when Ron Paul was cool. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I tune into
the
Ron Paul Liberty.
He's a cool guy. Or is a cool guy. Geez, I'm already talking like he's gone. I hope that wasn't a slip.
No. I'm doing fine, it says here. Updated here. I'm doing fine. Ron Paul tweets from hospital after suffering apparent stroke during live streams. So he was actually doing that live. We have the video here, too.
Oh, God, awful. Worst place to do it.
So there he is, at least. We know he's healthy, right? It's happening. 2008 he ran or 2012 he ran?
Yeah, when was that?
President. Was it 2012
he
ran?
Jeez, I can't even remember.
I think it was 2012.
It all just turns into a blur.
I know. Dad is doing well. Anyway, here's the chat. And it's hard not to laugh because it's kind of.
I didn't laugh. Are you saying you laughed?
I was. We'll see how chat reacts to this.
I mean, it would be horrific to watch. Like, I'm sure if he watched himself back, he'd be like, oh my God.
Let's play it. So, see, honest, those who laugh, put an L in chat. To those who do not laugh, put a D in chat.
Free market economist is it has to be liquidated. We have to get rid of that. That's a burden. We can barely wear this.
And Rick.
Is Dr. Paul?
Yikes. Well, at least he wasn't dying, because that would be horrific. Like, oh, there he is, dying on a live stream.
Yeah.
He's he recovered, he's good, and his face isn't all crooked.
Yeah, so. And it's not that I want to laugh, but it looks painful, especially towards the end. But first, you're like, what is he doing? And it's like, he's just derailing, you know, kind of thing.
It's a mixed bag.
And you can even see that half of his face a little bit is like starting to droop, which is kind of a classic, but I'm really, really happy that he's doing well. And I mean, it takes us back to some of the other ones. Remember the brain just shuts down at that point, I would assume.
Like someone said in the chat, he's the last good libertarian. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I know.
There was a lot of good policies and ideas that he had that I supported.
I agree.
And I still like.
And a lot of people that have consequently gone on to, you know, kind of understand where this is going, basically, and not just that they realize they can't just be stuck in the libertarian box all the time. They came to our side of the fence, if you will, or our side of things. So that's good that these people are there, even how little channel they might be. That's great.
Well, he was getting censored from YouTube as well.
Oh yeah,
he was getting rid of certain videos.
Absolutely. I mean, Dr. Paul had an episode on a COVID whistleblower. YouTube yanked that, of course, and you know all this kind of bullshit. But texting back to this, do you guys remember this back in 2011? This other girl who just, well, they blamed it on something else afterwards.
Well, I'm convinced this was just like a massive anxiety attack where she just...
Is that what you think it was?
Like some people can have crazy anxiety.
Let's play
Let's
play it first.
CBS 2's Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Serene.
It's fun to laugh because she's a very, very heavy
vibration tonight. We had a very Darrison... But let's go to Terrace and look for the bit. They have the pit.
Oh, I remember that one.
You remember
painful.
That one?
Painful.
Oh,
people were making fun of like, oh, this dumb blonde, blah, blah, blah. And she might have been having a heart attack for real. Or she just had a massive panic attack.
Yeah.
Something
Oh, my God. Yeah, anyway. So
yeah, that's horrific.
Now she
totally embarrassed.
Post, I think it's an after, like a reconstruction afterwards or whatever, but they blamed on that she had a migraine. They said later.
I've had migraines. I don't.
Not that, like that. No, it's very strange. But yeah. Anyway, so they claim that was not a stroke, while what we saw with Ron Paul obviously was a stroke. But we're very happy that he's doing well. So good on Ron Paul. We need more guys like that. Okay, let me do a couple. No e-girls. Someone says in chat. All right. Where was Salosopher with a diamond? Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. And we have Sal Ossifer gifts a 1 month sub to Canardian. I think it is Canardian. Thank you for that. Evolutionist Jesus with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that. Says, sad to see Ron Paul having a Biden moment. He taught so many of us about the Fed.
At least his was a stroke.
About the Fed. Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean, that's one of his strongest and most concurrent, you know, points is basically like just get rid of all this bullshit, like the Federal Reserve, central banking system. And I mean, it's one of the most wicked and evil things. Even now during the recession of the COVID bullshit, they're buying up corporate debt and all this bullshit. They're just gobbling up so much right now. So he's right. I mean, he's been right on that all along. So yeah, good point. All right. You want to take this, Lana?
Oh yeah, this is crazy. Let me pull up. This is awful. His name is Rowan Sweeney, and you guys probably didn't hear about this. A white 4-year-old who died in his mother's arms as this lovely individual on the left there, Kimoni Bryant, a guy with a criminal history, shot him in the head. Okay, did you hear about this? I haven't heard it.
Nope.
Anywhere, and it's a horrific story. So around 2 a.m., this black guy, 24, walked into a house. He began yelling and shooting people who were talking to each other in a living room. There was two males and two females. They were all early 20s and a 4-year-old boy. And the two males are in critical condition. The two women survived, and this 4-year-old got shot in the head and died. So this guy actually turned himself in, and we're told that the guy had familiarity with the family. It's kind of like the other story
where they were giving him a beer the day before, and then the next day
shoots his kid in the head.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have to always say this, but if it were a black kid, it was a white guy that shot him, nonstop coverage and demands, but it's never a hate crime when the victim is white. We know this.
Every single website the guy would have ever visited would have been, you know, the fine-tooth comb through everything he'd ever done. Who Does he know what he, you know?
Just a tiny local news report. That's all we're going to get, you know?
That's all it is, yeah.
And again, there is no institutional racism against blacks. There is no white supremacy in America, but there is institutional racism and bias against white people.
The fact that every time that those cases do happen, like the, you know, Breonna Taylor and all that stuff, and then it's like, black lives don't matter, and that the system does the exact opposite. When white people do, they turn out, well, all, you know, white lives matter all the time kind of thing. And this proves,
no, it doesn't.
It's complete reversal. It's like this, I mean, it's an old, you know, tactic in the playbook, but basically, as you're doing something, which you know is an obfuscation, it's a tactic, it's a propaganda measure, whatever, you accuse your enemies of doing the very thing that you're doing.
That's
right. So that you can't come back and like, well wait a minute, I've already cornered that part of the argument. You can't say you're doing what I'm doing. You know, that doesn't
and
work.
And it's like the last guy, the kid that was shot, there were people that were responding, leftists and anti-whites were saying, oh, after the kid was shot in the head.
Yeah, what did that
I need
dad
some
say?
More context. Maybe the dad said the N-word.
Right.
Like that would justify a toddler being shot in the head.
Yeah.
These people are sick, man.
Yeah, Rowan Sweeney.
Rowan Sweeney.
There we go. It's incredible. These cases just keep on coming. And that and again, I'm sure this has nothing to do whatsoever with the vehement hatred of white people that's being whipped up in the mainstream media right now. From CNN to MSNBC to the Washington Post and the New York Times and all this stuff, it's like blasting out 24/7 all across the West, really. But America is just dominating that narrative right now, and the rest of the West picks that up, of course. But are they ever going to be held responsible? Can we see what influenced this guy to do this thing? And what I mean? The fact that there's no examination of that shows just how insane it is.
What's especially scary is in these cases, the guy, the killer, the black guy, usually knew the white family and had been over there for dinner or said hellos. And so it's just, wow, where does it come from? It's just so unpredictable.
Yeah, well, it was something they said, obviously. So, that's like, that's actual arguments that they come back with now. It's crazy. All right, so speaking about this thing with just overall, the violence that we've seen and the from BLM to Antifa, and it's largely, comprised of the same. Well, it's Marxist groups on the ground, and then it's globalist elites at the very top funding this kind of bullshit, right? It's a coup, it's a color revolution, it's whatever you want to call it. It's an overthrow that's happening right now, and it's been happening for a while, obviously. But just talking about globalism, that's happening for decades. When it comes to the short term goal that they have to get rid of Trump and all that shit, that's happened, been going on for about 4 years now, right? But so we saw some of the picture. We showed it Wednesday. I guess we can remind you guys if you didn't, that U-Haul, right? That showed up during the Louisville protest.
You were
protest,
recording the show.
The peaceful protest.
When the information came out about who rented the U-Haul. So you didn't get that in the last
I didn't get that right there. But this is what happened, right? U-Haul pulls up. All these shields and signs and everything's being hauled up. Which again, the argument that the Department of Justice and even FBI and stuff like that have said, well, if the Antifa is just an ideology. It's not, there's no organization. They don't have symbols. They don't have garb. They don't have tactics. They don't have handbooks. They don't have any of those things. When in, of course, actuality, they do, right? They do have all those
and
things.
And Corey Lemley was there actually directing people. Now, this guy has been busted many times for all kinds of violence, right? And Antifa ringleader. And he was like, over here, pictures of him. Over here, U-Haul,
Yeah. Bail Project. An employee of the Bail Project drove the U-Haul that provided Louisville riders with supplies. Now, and you said too, the driver, but then you tweeted out that about Holly Zoller, right? Well.
Yeah, Holly Zoller.
Who actually rented
Settle down, people. Yeah, I had tweeted. I was like, I had tweeted, of course, it's a white liberal woman, right? A large white liberal woman. Well, as it turns out, of course, it was an Ashkenazi woman. And of course, some people were freaking, Lorna,
you're covering
you?
It up.
You're covering it. Right. I was like, yeah. I literally was with my kids, not sleeping in the middle of the night, just tweeting something out, It's not like I meant to do that. Didn't look up right away who it was, but
you
yes,
shill.
It was.
Oh my God, you're covering for, All right.
It was a woman of the tribe. And of course, there's always the Soros connection. You can't make it up. People are like, oh, he's talking, why are these people always talking about Soros? Like, he's literally there funding everything, it seems like,
Yes. He is, exactly. And I show that New York Times article Wednesday, last No Go Zone here, we did too. About how Soros is, this is back in July 17th or something, this was posted on New York Times, He's inserting about 220 or 300 million into racial equality issues and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of a sometimes it's kind of a cringy boomer to go to boogeyman to throw out Soros. But the fact is, he's inserting really hundreds of millions into this stuff, right?
Yeah.
National File can reveal in further details about those behind the funding of the Bail Project, which include Bill Gates, Universal Music Group, and others. The Bail Project has come under fire after it was revealed that their employee, Holly Zoller, was the renter and driver. Okay, I thought
Have you seen a picture of her?
I have not.
Did you pull it up?
I have not.
Okay.
That provided shields and other supplies to Antifa riders before the chaos in Louisville yesterday. Let me Google that.
There is a picture of her so that you can see. Where is it? Bailproject.org.
Yeah, I got it.
If you go into there.
I got it right here. So here we go. Here she is.
A bail disruptor. That's what they're calling it now.
A bail disruptor.
I'm a bail disruptor. That's what I do. Sounds like it looks like you're eating a lot of cookies while you're doing that disrupting of white society there.
Holly Zoller. All right.
Jeez.
Okay.
She's doing this kind of stuff for Israel, you know, because they actually treat blacks badly there.
Yes, they do. And don't forget about the Palestinians.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, what about them?
And driver of a U-Haul that provided shields and other supplies to Antifa riders before the chaos. You ever read that? A group of concerned citizens tracked Zoller down.
Wait, listen. Holly also volunteers for Food Not Bombs, a group that provides fresh and self-stable food. She looks like she's getting a lot of that food, huh, Holly?
Interesting, huh?
Holly Zoller.
One member of the anonymous group called Zoller posing as a U-Haul employee, noting that the company had seen hundreds of Twitter posts about the U-Haul truck being used to protest illegally. We handed out supplies. That's it, Zoller said, including umbrellas, water, masks, goggles, gloves. The caller says that they saw signs of abolish the police, to which Zoller said that that was her First Amendment right. Yeah, so now it's free speech. You see, now that's okay. Now they, you know, they love the Constitution and it's all good. And, you know, we have that clip with Zenk Uger later where it's like, it's un-American to vote for Trump.
Yeah.
We love the Constitution. We love, you know, it's like... Zoller then denied that she protested, but then was caught admitting that she drove the U-Haul truck and dropped off items. After saying this, Zoller goes quiet. When she returned to the call, she says the caller should talk to her lawyer and that she need to be not answering any questions anymore or answering any more questions. All right. Interesting. I didn't listen to that yet from the stream over there.
It's
just
like we joke around about it and then, oh, there it is again.
So it turns out that the Bail Project, whose members have ties to George Soros' Open Society Foundation, received millions of dollars in funding from a number of prominent figures in society. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, has been helped to provide the group with funding, which of course also is why he allows these people to using Twitter as a platform to organize on, right? The Antifa, you can just do anything. You can post people's addresses, and if they do, they're slow to react, slow to respond. They censor everyone else who they don't like and shit like that. So they're like, you know, knee deep in this bullshit, these social media platforms. In June, Dorsey's Start Small initiative teamed up with Rihanna Clara Lionel Foundation to donate $11 million to organizations that, quote, advance racial equity with a focus on criminal justice and policing reform. The Bail Project was a recipient of these funds, along with Black Lives Matter. It's not just Dorsey that provides the organization, which has 81 employees with millions in cash. The Audacity Project, which received hundreds of millions in funding from Bill Gates, the TED organizer.
Where does all this money go?
Of the famous TED Talks and others, has provided $100 million to the Bail Project in the last 2 years and will continue to donate $50 million a year for the foreseeable future. UMG, or Universal Music Group. I mean, it's incredible.
Where does all that money go? You know, they can just literally throw hundreds of millions of dollars at this racial equity, which we know what that means. And it's just going to get lost down a black hole.
And then they'll still
blame racism even after getting hundreds of millions of dollars.
They achieve goals. They burn down cities. They threaten people.
Burning down a city is free. Well, I guess you can pay some people.
They destroy small businesses
an
and make sure that the big guys survive. And, you know, I'm serious. There's a lot of things to gain here. But, yeah, so Bill Gates, George Soros, all the usual suspects, right? But, again, they're not organized. The DOJ have like said these, and some of them are good, and some of them are looking at this. AG Barr is kind of looking at this a little bit, you know, like what's Antifa doing, how are they organized. There are some of those things that are bubbling up to the surface right now, which is good. But there's a whole slew of people underneath that are continuously covering this up. I saw the question come up the other day. Well, we're trying to look into the fund. Where does the funding come from? And the National File can figure it out in 2 seconds. And InfoWars post the article. How come they can figure it out, but the DOJ can't figure this out?
Exactly.
Like, it's not a mystery. Like, it's all there. It's right in the open.
Exactly. Right. It's like they're looking for Antifa.org or something. I don't know if that exists, but like, it's a group called Antifa, and it's like registered trademark. Just because they might not have that, then it doesn't exist.
Well, but
meanwhile,
they
try and say white nationalism is some kind of organization.
Right.
They've even said you and I are some kind of organization, right?
Yeah.
In that case, it's not an ideology. It's a white identity is some kind of an organization.
Right. No, again, whatever benefits your narrative, whatever pushes you to advance in your direction, they do that. It's just incredible that this is this is going on, and they're continuously shifting the blame. Again, these talking heads show up and like, well,
really white
we believe
supremacists,
right-wing extremists doing the violence at these events and these protests.
This one anti-white guy at the FBI said so it's got to be true.
Fledgling with the diamond says, Ron Paul, the only honest politician in the past century. I tend to agree with that. Yep,
yeah.
I think you're right. Shroon with the diamond says, the Fed, the engine of the New World Order. That's right. I believe you're right. White Rabbit Radio's hosting. Thank you so much for that. DLive.tv/White Rabbit Radio. Make sure you're subbed. Good to see you, Tim. Virginian Drifter with the diamond. Another white child murdered. Where's the outrage? Yeah, where's the cities burning? Where's the looting? Where's the footlockers being, gutted? Ellen Harris with a diamond says, Muslims try to burn cop to death in the UK. No mainstream media attention. Yeah, there you go. They can do it. Again, imagine, I say this all the time, but imagine
it was nationalists. What if
it was a right-wing group or a conservative group or anything like that. White advocacy group or something that did 1% of what we've seen in the last months. There would have been terrorist labels and charges. There would have been a whole network of people in jail right now.
If you're a communist, if you're not white, it's all good.
It's fine because these people are the puppets of the globalists. They're useful idiots. They're there to advance the agenda. Mm-hmm. So that's what that's about. Mr. Noseberg gifts a 1 month sub to Bartable, I think it is. Thank you for that. So Billy P subbed monthly. Thank you for that. Salosopher gives 1 month sub to Philip Kohlberg, I think it is. Thank you for that. Uber Groiper with the Ninja Guinea. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Says, I think someday, maybe already, we'll have thousands of white cops siding with our movement. I think that's why they're trying to purge, and that's why they're military. They're doing this right now.
Yeah, anyone that has any kind of sentiments that's against Black Lives Matter or question anything is getting pulled and fired. So
in Germany, that happened recently. Absolutely. In Germany, it happened recently. They had like a number of cases where they try to root out anybody with slight nationalistic tendencies and stuff like that. Salosopher gives 1 month sub to Corpsen. Thank you for that. 41BMC gives a 1 month sub to Brindle. Thank you for that. And Pyrrhus 777 resub for 3 months. Thank you for that. Good to see you, Pyrrhus. Always a pleasure. Just a White Guy donates a diamond and says, Pat Buchanan. Yeah, Pat Buchanan is pretty good as well. He's done a lot of good stuff over the years. Shouldn't be forgotten.
I have a couple here. Brett, Entropy Super Chat doesn't show up on cell phones anymore for some reason. Thanks to you both. Keep up the fight.
I'll
have to check that out and see what the issue is there.
Interesting. Okay.
Midnight Sun, I would like to see Anti-Clown World where Red Ice is on basic cable and Lana gets a Netflix special.
There you go.
Netflix.
Not going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, Netflix is to create something else.
Everything is upside down. Everything that's corrosive, perverted, everything that's like upside down.
Praise is the most honorable, respectable thing.
Anything that's anti-life is lifted up as like life-giving. Mm-hmm. And then everything that's life-giving is torn down as being murderous, basically. Yeah. Right.
Brad Grumba. Freedom Shekels. Thank you. And then
good
Jacob.
Good to see you, Brad. Hope you're doing well.
Definitely. And Jacob Hawthorne, do you know anything about deep underground military bases or breakaway civilizations? Yeah, Red Ice did a lot of those shows years ago in the archives. Definitely know about that. Or why some people love to promise that we don't have to plan for a live show on Wednesday and then turn around and betray us.
Yeah, I betrayed you. that's right.
Betrayed you by actually doing the show.
By actually doing the show. There you go. Well, you can watch it in the archives if you didn't tune in live. Good to see you as well, Brad. Thank you so much for the support. Just a shout out. What was it? Was something I was going to mention, and then it escaped me. Anyway, I guess we can do this one then in the meantime. So, of course, in Louisville, there was a more peaceful protest. There was, in fact, so peaceful that cops were shot. Two of them were shot. And one of the officers, I guess this would probably be used by the mainstream media. Like, see, it's not that bad. It wasn't that bad. But it turns out one of the cops who were shot, he went back on to do his shift less than 24 hours after being shot. There was some footage of this, too, here. So here is getting shot and then just back on the course.
All I was seeing was a dog there.
There, they're zooming out. There we go. Okay. So do you think they just faked it, right? They just faked this. They just pretended to be shot, right?
They had a vest on or something.
Riots broke out in Louisville Wednesday after the state attorney general announced that no criminal charges would be filed against two of the police officers involved in the killing of Breonna Taylor, blah, blah, blah.
She was a saint.
It came out recently, too, that, you know, she was involved, of course, in her ex-boyfriend's, you know, drug running scheme and stuff like that. He had been arrested a number of times. He was part of that.
He shot at the cops first.
There had been, and I need to find the source for this, too, but she once transported a dead body in her car on behalf of him, by the way.
Lovely. Lovely woman there.
Yeah.
Total saint.
Total saint. And for no reason whatsoever, the police just showed up and shot this girl for no reason. Well, of course, they had a warrant. And again, they disputed that there was a no-knock warrant. They actually had, declared
exactly.
themselves before they... And then not the ex-boyfriend then, but her, at the time, current boyfriend, started shooting back at the police.
That's right.
And that's why
started
they started
the whole
firing.
Thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. But yeah,
it's always
wanton,
more to the story. Isn't
wanton
there?
Endangerment. Yeah, exactly.
Never get the whole story.
Never do in the mainstream media. You think like, oh my God, the cops just showed up and shot this woman.
Well,
for
she
no
was sleeping
whatsoever.
In her bed. Yeah. She was saving lives for three long night shifts before.
Yeah. Right? So anyway, so that's just broke out. But yeah, you guys have we've talked about some of that. I'm sure it's good. Just now the weekend, it's just going to continue. It's going to be just madness.
After.
Sorry, let me lower that and play this dumb ad in the background. So I want to show this one too. Car drives through crowd. This is in LA. A car drives through a crowd, which is not injuring or hurting anybody. It's just trying to get past. And then, of course, they're hunted because of the fact that he didn't probably want to, like, I don't know. Have you seen these extortion things that they do when they do these random stops of traffic? Remember?
Mm.
Like, you need to say, like, the Breonna Taylor or BLM or show us your fist or, you know, whatever. Like, and then if you don't obey, they will haul you out of your car, and they will beat you, right? They will beat you. So check out this footage here. This, again, L.A., down in the right-hand side corner there, the white car. Check this out. You know what? He passed. No one injured. No one hurt. But he dared to drive on the road. He dared to try to get by.
Oh, my God.
Wait for it. More's coming here. I'll lower that a bit.
They just want any excuse to just hurt people, don't they?
So they're chasing. Look at that. They're chasing him down. And taking his to stop the car.
What the heck?
Yep. Look at this. Look at this shit.
Say Black Lives Matter. Yep. Why did he have his window down? Like, close your window.
Maybe he didn't have time to close it. I'm not sure. Yep. Look at this, another car behind
they just
now.
Assume. Look, there's one.
They're trying to grab the driver. They're trying to grab the driver of the car. This is getting ugly really, really quick. Really quick. That pickup pulled right in front of the car. Now you have protesters beating
take off, man.
That driver trying to get through the crowd. And here he goes again. He's stepping on it, and they're going to follow him. Look at that. Multiple protest vehicles that chased him up the block.
These are just protesters.
This is gangs. They're literally
just protesters. Just peaceful
gangs.
Protesters. It's fine.
Pick your side.
El Centro Avenue. Oh boy, they may try and catch up with him. Look at him speeding off.
He's in like a Prius or something.
Yeah.
Stay with the car.
That's a white guy, then.
They pull into the shot here, so just keep it on.
Anyway, and the clip ends there, so I'm not sure. Shut up. I'm not sure how that ended, but
this is just like gang warfare on the streets now. It used to be LA, yeah. It used to be just in the Watts area, right? Compton, now it's just everywhere.
You saw, jeez. Was it the other day, there the Young Turks and a number of these other communist channels, they were basically squawking over this issue that they're trying to make it a felony to like block traffic, and you know, like that they're going to do some tougher measures when it comes to like how BLM is pulled. See again, I think this is Department of Justice, so occasionally they do some good things with AG Barr up there and stuff like that, but number of things which is like, yeah, like you do not have the right to stand in the middle of the road and stop traffic, like, okay, and look at the people that have been run over
for jaywalking, for crying out loud, right? And like these people, look what they get away with.
It's like you can protest and do whatever you want, but when you start like beating up people or driving off the road or standing in the way of the, you know, right in the middle of the road, like you need to be taken care of, right? You need to be taken out, removed from that situation and punished for it. But then it's like, no, because we have to, what was the argument? I forget his name now, but he was sitting and talking to somebody. He used to be on CNN, and then he got booted off of there because he talked about, remember he took Palestinian side?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
The guy, what was his name?
Kind of Hispanic?
No, he's a black guy. I forget his name, but anyway, he said, we have to scar the public tissue. So the very idea of protest is you have to beat out the people up and burn down their businesses so they notice. Otherwise, you know, that's what we need to do. Anyway, I forget his name, but yeah.
This is like African tribal warfare mentality.
It's coming. I mean, it's happening. all right, let me do a couple of or did you have any?
No, you go.
Cornered space alien, tasty survival food suggestions. I have herring. Herring is not bad. Pickled herring is very good. Lasts long as well. Almost every Swede loves their herring. Russians like it too, actually. But
yeah, I'm not one of them, sadly. I don't know. I just never got into the taste. I know my grandparents they loved lots of fish, but I didn't grow up having it. That's probably why.
Yeah, you gotta.
I had to grow up having.
Yeah, absolutely. Other tasty suggestions. Well, that's the key, right? Tasty is very hard when you get into the survival. Survival thing. I see commercials occasionally for it, and I've not tried enough of those like frozen things and MREs or what do they call all those you know different things. And I haven't. It's something I need to do.
Well, you just have to get a huge freezer and stockpile.
As far as I know, a lot of them don't taste that great. Maybe some of them do, but most of them don't, unfortunately. But when you're starving, you're not going to care about the taste.
Just get whatever you can.
Get what you can. Exactly.
And organic costs more, but it tastes better.
Yeah, it does. Better for you too. Rohr with a dive-in says the German police and military are being purged at the moment. Yep, that's right. They got to get rid of those because they know what's coming, and they know that the people eventually are gonna turn against the politicians and the elite and the thing that's being done to them. And so then they want to make sure that they have a foreign military on their side, right? Or replaced with some people who completely hate their own population. It's crazy. Post-physique with a diamond says, Blut und Boden, Gott mit uns. That's right. Blood and soil, God with us. That's right. Or God with you, I guess it is. Thank you for that. Post-physique, appreciate it. Neptune with a diamond. The Prius driver did nothing wrong. There you go. That's right. Cornered space alien with a diamond. Cornered space alien, thanks you and stuff like that. Well, there you go. Thank you, cornered space alien and stuff like that. Zerota with a diamond says, you were thinking of Lamotte. Yeah, that's right. Lamotte Hill. Yeah. Exactly. He's like some scholar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lamotte Hill. That's right. Yeah, he made this incredible comment of just like, yeah, we basically just need to like beat people up and burn down their businesses because it's just a way to make other people uncomfortable, you see? And so that's completely legitimate. That's why they still call it peaceful protesting.
If these people got power, oh my gosh, they would literally round people up and put them in the camps. All the things that they think that people like us want to do to them.
Yeah.
It's actually what they want to do to us. Again, projection.
Projection. Accuse your enemy of what you're actually doing. That's what it's like. Scuba Slayer with the diamond says, keepered herring, pickled asparagus, dark. It says, all right, nice. Some tasty recommendations right there for you. So this is, of course, this is completely shocking and completely, you know, what in the world did this come from? 15-point swing. Most Americans now hostile to Black Lives Matter. Support for BLM is losing.
At least. They didn't ask me. I wasn't part of this poll. I'm sure there's millions more who, if they were part of this poll, would have been like, don't support it.
No. A new Associated Press poll finds that there has been a massive 15-point swing and that most Americans are not hostile to BLM. The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that 44% of Americans disapprove of protests in response to police violence against black Americans, while 39% approve. In June, 54% approved. This new survey, and I think that they're always oversampling like communists and liberals and shit like that too. So I suspect it's even higher than this, frankly. The new survey conducted September 11 to 14 before Wednesday's announcement that the lone Louis police officer would be charged in the Taylor case, but not for her actual death. The figure is also interesting when broken down along racial lines, and it goes on from there, which of course you can guess where whites generally pan out on that, right? So yeah, for some reason, Biden had to start backtracking on the peaceful protest and BLM stuff, right? Because
it's just a bald-faced lie.
The point is that they were taking their side initially, but it was so bad, the optics were so bad that Biden was like just losing in the polls that were made. Like you can't take these people's side, you know?
Yeah.
So in one way, it's good as they are they're revealing their hand, right? After every one of these riots and you know, burning one of these
but a lot of leftists are down. Saying they're just disappointed these people rioting because, no, you're helping get Trump elected by doing this. Not that what they're doing is actually wrong, but that Trump's going to get in because of it, because other people might not approve.
Right. All right.
Oh, my gosh. The city of Seattle, a place I used to live, has a female mayor now, and she's hired an ex-pimp. This guy right here, we'll play some video. He spent 5 years in prison for pimping underage girls, Andre Taylor. Insult to Jared Taylor. She's giving him $150,000 salary a year to help create alternatives to the police. I couldn't fucking make this up. They call him a street czar, which is an insult to the czar. So he was one of the organizers behind CHOP, right? The cop-free zone. We all know what happened there. Murder, rape, gangs, checkpoints, a wall. So he's going to be great at helping Seattle create an alternative to the police. It's going to be just total gangs on the street, right? Andre Taylor has been contracted by the city to provide expertise and support services and de-escalation, community engagement, and alternatives to policing. We've already seen what this guy can do in CHOP, right? They compared this street czar to a genius. They really did. They said he's like a genius on the streets. So this pimp hustler was involved in a closed meetings where Mayor Jenny Durkin, God, she's so annoying.
Durka.
Exactly. She allegedly negotiated payouts for these various groups from CHOP. So basically giving them bribe money of taxpayer money, just giving it to them from this fund, also proving that she's not racist, right? And this is not the first time that Seattle has paid Taylor with this taxpayer funds. According to some other reports, his organization, not this time, was paid $100,000 last year to sponsor a speaker series called Conversations with the Streets, where they talk to like hustlers and gangsters and prostitutes and, you know, the finest people of American society, right? So this is women in politics literally giving criminals and pimps money and putting them on the payroll to help replace the police who are going to keep them safe on the streets. I mean, this is amazing. And this guy, he has a YouTube channel where it's clear that he thinks he's something special. Like, he is the man, you know, he's like a god. He came from Wakanda to save everyone. And I can't believe when I'm watching these videos that people are actually taking this guy seriously, like inviting him to come speak, and especially the mainstream media. He's like a saint to them, this ex-pimp hustler dude who spent time in prison.
Right. Yep.
It's just, there's, you know, he's being interviewed by some white woman, and she's like, oh, yes, please tell me. I want to understand. Like, you're talking to a gang banger pimp hustler dude.
Play a couple of clips here.
And I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what you say about me. You ain't strong enough, qualified enough to stop whatever I'm doing.
It's entertaining.
Froze up. Let's see if it comes back. Goddamn Twitter videos.
You just don't get my greatness,
Dorsey, maybe,
man.
If you didn't give millions to the bail project and U-Haul drivers.
This guy.
You may try.
$100,000. Taxpayer money.
I was born from the streets. I come up out of the deep darkness.
Come from Wakanda.
Navigated myself through the terrain that you couldn't walk a thousand miles and be in my moccasins.
Moccasins, nice. Nice.
Moccasins, that's cultural appropriation, man.
That is appropriation,
man.
For sure.
So yeah, there was another video on YouTube.
It was breaking up.
It was like 2 minutes, 40 seconds in. I don't know. He was talking about Yeah, the people that Trump calls thugs, I call family.
Family.
Wait, look at this video. Don't go back on this YouTube video because you just look at the background, okay? You have Mayor Durka Durka back there.
Yep. Sorry, I'm just closing a couple of these windows because it's sluggish.
The white guy with his muzzle just sitting in the corner, shut up, white man, you know? And then you have this other guy doing like...
Sign language,
looking like something's wrong himself.
Yep.
And then the black man's just free and just... preaching it, you know? Right. Give me money. I'm gonna fix the streets for you.
Play it.
It's like, oh, how is this? Now relate Saturday Night Live.
Because they're in pain, not only here but all over this country. I want to let them know that you do not have to be defined by your past. That you can overcome anything that you have done. Because I sit here before you, a man that did it myself.
I was a big pimp on the street.
And as often as I can, I tell my story of redemption. Because I don't want to be in a place that I can empower a young person that's in some of the same situations that I was in, and he has no hope. Because he feels the city don't care for
him. Like, he thinks he's a preacher, man.
Nobody cares for him.
What? Like, everything is about blacks all day long. No. All I hear, I have fatigue, jogger fatigue going on, you know?
Well, again, you have to flip the narrative. You have to turn everything upside down, and then you push the very thing that you're pushing is not happening, and what actually is happening is you know what you're pushing. It's
literally on the
it's
paper.
Pretty smart, though. I got to give him
thou,
that.
100 now. Yeah, but you win up 150,000.
Is this some like slush fund? It's like, did he just take the job just to like fuck with these people, or did he?
It's money. He can't resist. You know, a hustler can't resist. What, you're gonna pay me? Sure, I'll do whatever you say. And then he doesn't do it. Well, let's finish the thug portion because he's
okay. Talking. All right.
And I want him to be able to see me in himself.
Fast forward to like 240.
To give him hope. To give them hope.
It's coming up. We'll look at it.
That I too can overcome whatever errors or mistake that I have made. That's
pimping
my message.
Underage
today.
Girls.
My message yesterday was to the country, was to the city, and was to the state. My message today is for that demographic who Trump calls thugs. Who I call family, to let them know you have somebody on your side fighting for you.
We are literally entering an era where thugs are being hired by female politicians and put on the fucking payroll.
Yep. Do you remember the
pimps?
Idiocracy?
I can't even believe this.
Remember the Idiocracy? Again, the scene in the beginning. Let me just see if I can find that.
Yeah, that's right. Idiocracy. Wasn't there a guy like him there?
It's like he was a military guy and he was like doing research on like this thug culture and pimping and stuff like that. But it's like,
that's right. There was a black guy in Idiocracy.
This was fascinating.
Yeah,
and
who was that?
Let me see
black
if I can
guy.
Find.
He had the gold chains on.
Yeah, let me see if I can find that scene.
The electrolytes and the boardroom meeting.
Yeah, pimp's love. Check this up here. Upgrade. Let me see here. This is where we are right now.
We had a little less luck in finding a female researcher's dream within our ranks and were forced to look into the private sector. This is Rita. Like Joe, she has no immediate family. Rita agreed to participate in this experiment in exchange for dropping of certain criminal charges and a small fee. We did, however, have to come to an arrangement with her pimp.
Yes. Here we go.
Goes by the name Upgrade, which is spelled
It's happening.
Upgrade.
This movie is prophetic.
For a double dose of this pimping. Upgrade agreed to loan us Rita for exactly 1 year and keep quiet on the matter in exchange for certain leeways with the local authorities in running his pimp game. First, however, there was the difficult challenge of gaining his trust.
Oh, my God.
Can we skip the technicals, please?
Sure. Let me just finish here.
Look at this slide he has on.
A pimp's love is very different from that of a square.
Collins!
Fine. It's fine. Move on. It is a fascinating world, though.
That's right. Oh. Look at all the shots he has on this here.
Yep. That might as well be Mayor Durka Durka right there.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like the getting into it.
He's like gang banging.
Jesus, Collins!
There you go.
Oh, isn't
fantastic.
There another scene though of him, Camacho? Like they're all in the.
No, that too. Yeah, at the end of it. But just this idea that you have like a, I mean, in this case, it's a military rep, but it's similar, it's like a city council or
something.
And they're like, They're looking at this like the, you know, like this, yeah, the, what's going on the streets, and this is cool, and we got to take this serious, and
they're
maybe
really
we can work
so
with this and somehow.
They
and,
know stuff we don't know. You know, we just have to get in the pimp mindset.
That's
know?
Right. That's right.
I can't even believe this is real.
All right.
Man, we have to have movie night and watch Idiocracy again, because that movie was very prophetic, except for it was way too white. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think they covered for a couple of things in there. But yeah, that was that's where we are. Right
now. Oh, man. Watch Seattle go to the toilets.
Zrota on DLive.tv/RedIceTV says, with a diamond, the report on low BLM support is to name and shame. Now, that's true. I agree with that. It's to point out that it's like, oh my God, this is incredible. All these dumb whites, you know, that's why they broke it down by race and saying it's basically whites that are not supportive and therefore, you know, they're the evil ones. But, it, you know, we can use it to our advantage as well and say, like, see, these tactics don't work and people generally don't like this, which is like, okay, everybody hasn't just driven off the edge of insanity just yet. Maybe we're getting there. Not sure. Mr. White Tuber is hosting. Thank you for that, Mr. White Tuber. I think it's dlive.tv/Mr_White_Tuber. Check it out for some good streams. Post Physique with a diamond says, how obvious do they need to make it? All traders. I think that was in reference to the previous story, but yes, you're right. Max Headroom with a diamond. Jogger Fatigue in spades. Max Headroom with the diamond. No message. Thank you for that. Ferocious Chichawa says, that's right. Neptune with a diamond says, Seattle equals ultimate clown world. Well, there you go.
Such a shame. It was once a lovely city, and there was a lot of white people up there.
They're heading in. They're heading into it first for some reason. Just, what do you call it? Handless. You're just, or aimless. They just throw themselves in it. Let me pull, where's that again? Let me see here. I wanted to, oh, this was the story that we had open for it. Let me see here. And then it was led to, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. The post-millennial. They had another couple of clips there too.
I think they were older clips, probably. They were probably. And other people like the Indian communist lady on this.
Holy shit!
In Seattle,
sorry about that.
Who was like, "This is great."
Holy shit! Sorry about that. I hate that. Twitter volume is super high sometimes.
What the hell? Oh my God. This is where taxpayer money is going for that cheetah suit or whatever it is.
Drip God.
Oh God. Yeah, he's going to get the
drop it and dip.
The gold chains, the gold velour couches, you know, he's going to get it all. The big ride. Now he's a ride.
How do I frame this? And here's Dirk in there on the right, but it's like
bimbo.
The dumb, naive kind of like white person who's like doing everything they can to like, you know, give everything funds to try to understand and, you know, make peace essentially and stuff, and then eventually they're like, they'll be the one against the wall basically. They're just like, but what happened? I was like, I thought we would work together.
Haven't we learned
here
from Africa a million times when we give tons of money, what happens? Some guy gets power and just gets tons of gold chains and castles and fine cars, and the money never goes where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, I mean, there has been a kind of a beneficial aspect to that for, you know, from well, take a company like De Beers, for example, when it comes to the diamond mining and shit like that. Like, if you can have these petty little chieftains running around and, like, you know, try to topple each other. Here, give them the weapons now. Here, give them. And that's why, like, the UK and some regards, they give some of these guys, like, they arm them because they know they'll get this, like, yeah, I'm the king now, you know.
They start killing each other.
And then they'll kill each other. And so while they do that, the Beers of this world can just rob them of the resource. I mean, that's true. That's how they're using it. And then, of course, you can kind of look at the motives of the Beers and what they're doing. Is that's the other flip side of that. But yeah, basically you're looking at a similar scenario here where Dunning-Kruger is in full swing, ladies and gentlemen. What else can you say? All right, let me go back on track here. Next. Olaf, actually a number of ones from him. Let me scroll back up. Don't want to lose some of them here. Yeah, we did that's right. Neptune. Yeah, that's the latest one. Chauvinist, I think it is. Chauvinist with a diamond, a cuckold mindset. Well, there you go. Thank you. Olav Olofsen with a diamond says, thank you, Lana and Henrik. Thank you for Red Ice. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your support. Slow-mo Cool with a diamond says, did you see the story about the census cowboy? Yeah, that was out of Chicago, right? It was Mayor Beetlejuice.
What happened there?
Lightfoot.
What happened?
was we'll send the census cowboy, or remember the everyone's got to report their demographics or whatever, right? The census bullshit 2020, and they had some like super cringy like announcement of like if you don't
we'll show
like,
up at your door. That's what they say. Yeah, we'll just keep showing up at your door if you don't tell us your race, your sexuality, your they basically want to know how many white people are left, where do they live, and how can we go after them? That's basically what the census is.
Let's just play that clip, and that way people understand how cringy it was. It's gonna be, but I never actually covered this, so this is a good time to do it. Look at this.
Lori Lightfoot making a new plea to Chicagoans today to take part in the 2020 census. The mayor says only about 55% of the city's residents have filled out that online questionnaire.
Gee, I wonder why.
Illinois has a more than 66%
only white
response
people did,
rate.
Right?
So this morning, the mayor was speaking at an event on the city's west side where the rates are as low as 40%.
This is Idiocracy.
The Westside communities need more resources. There's no disputing that. How do we get more resources? One easy way. Fill out the census.
And the mayor also having a little bit of fun today, introducing the census cowboy.
Oh, my God. Oh, cringe.
And I'm happy to report
Yeehaw.
I'm calling out the census cowboy.
Oh, my God. Well, that's cultural appropriation. You're not cowgirls. You're cowboys.
So, if you see...
This is reality now.
Oh. Neighborhood, that's not a good thing. That means you got to step up and do your part.
It's a black cowboy? Oh, my God.
I'll see. There you go. Never going to have Old Town Road through our heads all night long, that's for sure. But census workers...
I know people are saying, because most of the city is probably a bunch of illegals now, or like one-third of the city is illegal. So
cowboy will come get you.
Oh,
thank you for that reminder, Slomo Cool.
Why is the census so important to them? I looked at the questions, and it was basically, what's your sex? What's your race?
Right.
And what's your nuclear family structure? Mm-hmm. All the things that they want to destroy. So if you say that, I'm straight, I'm white, and I have a nuclear family,
they know where the Section 8 is going.
You put yourself on the map.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a target right here.
Yeah.
So, anytime, and I tell a lot of people this, anytime they ask you for your race, always check prefer not to say or other. Always. Otherwise, you make yourself a target for bad things these days if you're white.
I mean,
whether it's loans, grants, census, whatever, just don't answer that. Don't tell them that.
I mean, Trump is right about this thing about the destruction of the suburb. All these blue check marks made fun of him because of this or whatever. Oh, so they're trying to dismantle the suburbs. But they're actually doing it. It's like they're doing it with the HUD programs and the finding racist zip codes and shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's why they're doing it. They want to basically identify. I mean, this is what the Roman Empire did. Like, one of the first things and part of their success was they're doing surveys. Survey what you have, survey everything, map everything, list it, show everything, and then you can use every resource and do all these things. That's simply what they're doing. How do we distribute things to destroy things that we don't no longer want, basically?
And they're also getting money. Like she was saying, we get more resources because they get more money from the federal government by identifying how many people are there. I guess that's how it works.
Yep.
I thought taxes showed. Oh, wait, there's a lot of people that don't pay taxes in this country.
Ferocious. Okay, is it Chihuahua? Chihuahua? Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Right? Chihuahua. Ferocious Chihuahua says with a time it's pronounced Chihuahua, motherfucker. Chihuahua. Is that how you pronounce it?
No idea.
I think I said, maybe I said chinchilla once or something.
Chinchilla, that is a cute little animal.
Yeah, what's the difference between a chinchilla and a chihuahua?
A chihuahua is a dog.
Is that a dog? Is that one of those little Mexican
barely
dogs?
A dog. Yeah, it looks Mexican like a little dog. Rat dog.
Oh, okay, maybe I'm confusing it with another
chinchilla is cute,
small
known
animal.
Known for its fur.
Maybe that's where where it comes up. All right, well, thank you for the clarification. Chihuahua, I'll try to remember that. Good knowledge. Ulov, send with the diamond. Good night. See you the rest tomorrow on members page. Well, thank you for that. Good. Thank you for joining us, Ulov. Always good to see you, man. And that's right. It'll go up as soon as it's exported and rendered, right up to redicemembers.com.
It's getting late over there.
And then it goes up on the other places after that. Ulov again with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 diamonds in a row. Thank you, Ulov. Have a good night. And thank you for joining us here tonight or today.
Thank you.
Slomo Cool with a diamond says, Chicago man abused horse for racial justice. There you go. Lord Aragon with a diamond says, it's Amy. do you get that? It's Amy?
It's Amy?
It's Amy. All right.
That was is that talking about the judge before? The justice?
I don't know. Possibly. You mean they're okay?
The nominee.
Okay. Well, her name was Amy, but this might be another reference. Anyway, it's funny. Sometimes you do the topic and then you move on to the next one, and someone replies to the old one, and you're already like,
and you're just like, wait a minute.
That's why I try to keep up with them fast. Anyway, thank you, Lord Aragon. Sorry for missing that. For missing something obvious. Silosopher gifts ferocious Chihuahua. How about that? A sub. Thank you for that. 1 month sub here on DLive. Defective Goyim with a diamond says, keep up the good work. Thank you. We will. Chauvinist with a diamond says, she looks like a corpse. Yeah, Mayor Lightfoot, she does look like the Beetlejuice.
Yeah, zombie. Definitely zombie going on there.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, very bizarre.
Cornered space alien with a diamond. Serious question. These people have a mind virus. I do believe so, yes. I think it's called... Well, I mean, I think Mark Dyes is right. I think it's called liberalism.
Yeah,
it's a.
And you can't say that on YouTube. Remember, they actually delete you if you say liberalism is a mental disease. I actually had that in the terms and conditions. Like, they're so butthurt about people saying that.
And you know, when I think liberalism, I just also don't just think the recent kind of incarnation of the phenomena or how it's been driven over the edge over the last decade. As I said, I mean, from the French Revolution, from the Jacobins, the French Revolution and onward, like that's liberalism. And now it's just crystallized. Yeah. Now it's we've seen the full fruits of what it meant.
Now you can be a unicorn.
Coming to full view, right? CSS Hunley with a diamond says, census, more population equals more congressional funds. Yeah, well, there you go. That's true.
More slush funds for her.
Yep, fledgling. And that's right. Give us the money. Right? Fledgling with a diamond says, that guy admitted abusing that horse in an interview. Did he really? Is that true? That's incredible. If so. Are we talking Jenk level or
vouch level,
maybe?
But
as long as you pleasure
the horse. As long as
the horse
enjoyed it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
God.
Cornered space alien with a diamond. Cornered space alien thanks you and stuff like that. Well, there you go. Thank you, cornered space alien. I appreciate that. And one more here from Angry Meat Sack 1418 says, or 88, that's the YouTube version. With a diamond says, Keelan Abar cleaned up the puke on my rug. Keelan Abar. It's obviously some meme or joke or something, which I haven't caught up with. But
with the times, Grandpa.
It's a boomer, you know. But Keelan Abar. Welcome to Keelan Abar.
Well, Henrik was busy cleaning actual baby throw up on the carpet the other
Bernie
day.
Sanders. So. Don Keelan. I'm doing that. A search, but maybe it's just DuckDuckGo. Maybe I have to do Google or something. But thank you for that. That's fascinating. For sure. Angry white meat sack. Okay.
Now, onto communists.
Onto communism.
Talking about, things like just killing all the white. Should we kill all the white babies? Randomly in our conversation.
Is it time? Can we do it now?
Is that reasonable? We talk about these things and we say that they say these things and we get called, oh, you white supremacist conspiracy theorists, you're just making it up. But they don't say that. And then it's like, here you go. They said it.
I remember going to the last above ground weather.
Twitter. It's Twitter. Come on.
It was the weatherman or the weather underground,
yeah,
the last
awful.
Above ground convention. And sitting in a room, and the question that was debated was it or was it not the duty of every good revolutionary to kill all newborn white babies? And at that point, it seemed like a relevant framing of an issue. The logic being, hey, look, through no fault of their own, these white kids are going to grow up to be part of an oppressive racial establishment.
So let's mass murder them.
Yep, absolutely.
And so really, your duty is to kill newborn white babies. And I remember one guy kind of tentatively and apologetically suggesting that seemed like it may be contradictory to the larger humanitarian aims of the movement. I'm being kind of booed down. I remember going,
It was booed down. See, it's bullshit. When they say equality and brotherhood and love, it's all fucking bullshit. They just want to murder you.
And we know
that's
we know
all
that.
It is. You know?
We know that.
Let's just stop mincing
words
here.
It's a trick. We always use it, right? It's basically just... But basically, you disarm people with the language, love and compassion and openness and tolerance and all, and then it's like we'll kill you all.
I mean,
this is what
but it's these revolutionaries have always done throughout history.
Like not a historically speaking, also it's not a mystery. It doesn't just come out of the blue. It's like communism has been around for about 100 years and it's killed about 100 million people. And every time they do it in every country, and the goal is not to build a utopia. The goal is not to, the goal is to destroy as much as possible and kill the people you want
and
to get rid of.
And the biggest target is white people.
Okay. Generally. I mean, there's a bunch of Chinese people that died and all that stuff in there too.
But of course. But I'm saying right now, today, like in the West, communists for sure. In the West, the biggest target is European people who stand in the way
the end goal,
of their communist revolutionary empire.
The end goal is not communism. The end goal is to eradicate what they see as an enemy. And they're using communism as a tool to do that.
And race, especially race.
But many of them are
mobilizing all these non-whites for their cause.
But many of them are ideologically aligned in that direction, you know, and they're like, this seems like a great idea. These are like mass psychopaths and they want to kill as many people as possible. And on some level, some of them know this.
Yeah.
And that's why they like it.
Yeah.
But we need to kill these
fascists.
They're
psychopathic murdering people. They harbor these thoughts inside. That is who these people are. And usually those people that rise to the top are the ones with power, people in power who think like this. Usually the most sickest psychotic of them all are in positions of power.
Yep.
God.
All right.
Yep.
It's a quick mention about this. So basically, if you go back to about 2007, it wasn't that like what has turned into Antifa didn't exist in America whatsoever, but it was not really organized on a grander scale. It's obviously after the Trump election, this took off like crazy. But even before that, you know, during it was festering under Obama and stuff a little bit before that. Sad to say, as a Swedish person, that it was basically exported from Sweden to America back in 2017. Caroline Victorin, which was actually initially before her marriage to this Swedish guy.
Those glasses give it away.
Her name was, let me see
bangs,
if I can find it here.
The glasses.
Where's it? It was Gould, I think it was. Was it Gould? Fud Gauld, actually. Born Gauld. So you can take a guess. Caroline Gauld married the Swedish left-wing extremist Johan Victorin. And they have now been, people are pointing to these as being kind of the founders of the first American branches of Antifa. And of course, Oregon, right? Rose City Antifa, that's where things took off and stuff. A lot of the tactics from the European branch and what the bullshit that was going on in Sweden for decades and decades was exported there. But again, you see, this is just an ideology. There's no organization here. There's no group. Rose City Antifa doesn't really exist. People don't cross state lines to burn and riot and plunder and
it's just all happening in their
kill
mind.
Cops and stuff. You know. All right. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. Now, did you want to see play this one too? The
I didn't see that one.
It was a BitChute link.
Oh yeah, was this the creating a super race one?
Yes.
Yes, it was Is this the one about the Jewish writer, Time Magazine?
Yeah, see, I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, so. I started watching. It's very short. He's talking about how America will be much better when everyone is race mixed.
Oh, okay.
And argues that it makes people biologically stronger and all this stuff. So, all these lies. Basically.
So basically, frame it from that perspective that, you know, well, the Nazis, the Aryans, they had this attempt to create a super race.
To preserve their ethnic traits.
Yeah, and that's bad, you see. But now what we're going to do is we're going to create this super race who's mixed and jumbled all together. But now when we're doing it, it's good.
Exactly.
Now it's correct. Now it's
exactly.
The best. You know.
Exactly.
And you'll be genetically superior when you mix out too.
And again, remember we get called an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist for calling this out, and here we are.
Let's listen to this.
This is someone saying it again.
Swedish news reports. So this is Joe Klein, Time Magazine, speaking at a Politicon 2015.
You can reach me at Time Magazine.
Time Magazine, okay.
Okay, please explain. I'm reading this for the podcast audience here. You mentioned it's better if America turns into a mongrel country to get a mixed race society where all races are mixed and no pure breed race exists. Pure bread.
Yeah.
How is that better? Someone asks him here, I guess.
They do bread like white bread. That's not right.
Pure bread race. Pure bread. I don't know.
Where no white bread exists.
That's, it's that the superior white bread.
That was
remember?
In my last video.
Yeah. That wheat, you know? Bad symbols.
Mongrels are stronger. Mongrel dogs are much more hardy than purebreds. Purebreds,
that's when not
you
true.
Start, when, no. you, when you start intermarrying
there's
generation
no pure
after
dog
generation,
either.
Then you weaken the gene pool. When you bring in new forces,
not true.
And it's simple genetics, We're going to be much stronger for it.
If it's simple genetics, please explain how.
America will be stronger if everyone mixes up, is the question.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What's wrong with keeping all races with its diversity, all white, blacks, Asians, etc.? The question.
Nothing wrong with that, but this is better.
How?
How? Because you're stronger genetically. You are. You have different perspectives. My son is married to a Latina. Another one of my sons is married, was a U.S. diplomat, is married to a Chinese American.
Well, great. You can have your mongrel grandkids then. No one's stopping you from having that,
they're all different, but they're turning it into
one thing.
They're all going to
turn the same. They're all going to lose those differences. And once they get together, guess what? They're all going to look and be the same. It's kind of like Brazil.
And you notice the arguments is exactly the same as Putnam in that interview he did with
the
Norwegian
Nobel
people
thing.
There. It was like, well, my son is, he doesn't look like me, you see, and that's much better. Everyone's not going to look like me, and it'll be great. It'll be fantastic.
It's amazing. And yet, when you travel the world, as I have, you see that the people that remain the most ethnically pure, for better or lack of words, right, closest to their people, their original people, they are the most beautiful. I mean, you see a clear bone structure, eyes, body type, physique. Like,
of course,
it's
how
more striking.
Does it.
You know, it's like, wow, okay, that's those people. That's those people, and that is beautiful to me.
Yes, absolutely. But the trick is to push it on everyone else and make them believe that it's better. Remember the. I mean, we've covered a few of these now. The books that came out and
genetically, that it's literally the opposite is true about. Oh, it's strengthening you and making.
Right.
There's ample research out there.
Oh, of course.
I have bookmarked tons of that.
And
of
you can't even like
and also
you know, donate organs to your kids
that's
if they're
right.
me. You know, there's like a number of these things.
And stuff about the dogs, the purebred. There is no purebred dog. They've been breeding. They've been basically mongrelizing them in a way to make them look pure. Like, there aren't any, like, to get a pure dog, you essentially have to be a wolf.
Wolf stays with
you
wolves.
You know what I mean?
And, yeah, exactly.
Wolves are genetically
foxes
superior
stay with
and, like, kick ass. You know what
all
I mean?
Right. Let's listen to the rest of this here.
I want all my kids to be married to people of different races because it makes Thanksgiving a hoot. It makes Thanksgiving
I see.
Because Thanksgiving
let's have some
is
ethnic
a hoot.
Cleansing so we can have a hoot at Thanksgiving.
Oh,
but anyway, I thought Thanksgiving was about ethnic cleansing. Damn
yeah,
it.
I know. Oh, my God.
What an argument.
This guy is just an idiot.
Oh,
God.
It's what makes this country great.
Do you mind if we get a picture?
No.
Sure.
Mind if we get a
picture? No. Joe Fine, Time Magazine.
What makes this country great is that his Jewish kid got with a Latina. Okay, so we should just mix.
Is that even true, though? Or did he just say that?
I mean, I don't know. But just like, okay, so, but you're always aiming this at white people in white countries. They're never like telling other countries this or Israel or anywhere else. Yeah, mix it up. And it is true. I do know that Jews ethnically, though, they are getting very mixed out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the propaganda that's being sold all over the West is also kind of inflicting on their own group. I've heard some of the arguments, and therefore it's like they're questioning whether to pull back on that or not, basically. But let me do a couple of these because people are joining in on this. This is some fun comments here.
Yep.
But before that, Roar with the Diamond says, the horse is supposedly dying. It's in reference to the census cowboy there.
Okay.
Holy horse. I got to look into that. That's crazy if that's true. Obergreuper with a Ninjagini. Thank you so much for that, Obergreuper. If the left wins, it's chaos, and if the left loses, it's chaos. At some point, a conflict is inevitable. Yeah, I think you're right, because they're never going to give up, and neither should the other side, as they're being more resolved. What do you call it? They get more firm in their position. They understand where this is going, basically, and none of the sides are going to back off. And that's how it goes. Wow Bagger, I think it is, with a diamond. He ran it 7 miles down the highway with no shoes. F-F-Ed, fucked up, or fucked, I guess. That's crazy. So no one even knew how to put that on? The horseshoes, I guess, on the horse or something? That's crazy. this shows you how much cowboy heritage is in Chicago, right? All right.
Slippery. Get slippery with horseshoes.
Show Ovenist with a diamond says, this is the kind of shit that Trump put an end to. Maybe that's in a previous comment. Thank you for that. Shroon with a diamond. Thank you to those hands up 1 month subscriptions as well to other users. I really appreciate it. So I'll also forget one to Base Novak. I know I missed a couple above, but thank you so much for everyone doing that. Shroon with the diamond enjoying the F-bombs. Don't stop. Well, there you go. Thank you. Shroon again with the diamond says speaking effing French like me. There you go. Chauvinist with a diamond says these people are just horrid. That's right. Maybe that's a reference to the Tom Klein there, Time Magazine. Mr. Noseberg, good to see you, Mr. Noseberg. With a diamond says mongrels are superior, just not in Israel.
Yeah, and also I feel like this Klein guy, he keeps thinking like a Swede getting with another Swede is, that's not inbreeding, okay? It's not like screwing your cousin and having a kid like some X-Files episode where they're just like some freakazoid, you know? Yeah, that's what I feel like they keep trying to conflate.
Well, of course,
here,
they're trying
you know?
To say that so that you, oh, okay, well, that's, but
and
we
if
don't
anyone
want that,
has that
you know,
problem, it's Middle Eastern Muslim people have that problem. Even right. I know Jews have had that problem as well.
Yeah,
it's true inbreeding.
It's shaming. It's shaming and trying to just hoodwink people into believing something which is not true. But then at the same time, selling it to them with the very argument of the thing that was morally wrong. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that. Well, it was wrong to try to create a superior race.
Yeah.
But you can create a superior race if you do. You know what I mean? And it's like,
if you create a no race.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all backwards.
Scuba Slayer with a Ninjagini, Hearth and Helm at 9 p.m. Eastern, and a link to YouTube right there. I'll open that up in a moment. Thank you for that. Maybe that's a plug or something.
And it's
for
also
the upcoming
this
show.
This scam too, that it's going to be peace on earth if everyone's just mixed out. Guess what? Some of the most violent countries in the world are multicultural and ethnically like very mixed, like Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil people are all mixed up, all kinds of, you know, different races and ethnicities, and very high murder rate. It doesn't just go away because people, we don't have one race that we subscribe to now. Now it's just instantly world peace. It doesn't work that way.
Did you mention Brazil?
Yeah.
I was reading something. But yeah, that's a good example, right, of attempt. And remember they were even at some point, were they trying to whitify Brazil at some point? Or was it Brazil or Argentina or something maybe?
It was Brazil, yeah.
Brazil. Yeah.
They were trying to basically ship in some white women for the white guys that were there so they could boost their birth rate and all that.
I thought it was like just general for the population, like to bring in like white blood to mix out with everything.
Well, they did a little bit of both there.
Oh, okay. Maybe I misunderstood that whole situation.
Yeah, to bring in some more white, but that doesn't work that way. If you bring in white people and then they start having kids with the native people, or whatever you want to call it, it's no longer white, so it's not really true whitification anyway.
So basically, the summation here is it's wrong if you say that you want to preserve what you are, or that you want your kids and maybe grandkids to look like you, and that they can continue your heritage, your ethnicity, or your nation, whatever, your people. But they can do all kinds of manners of genetic, dysgenic experiments and creating different kind of blends and mix out and do this, and that's totally fine. And that's all cool. Yep. But you do it by selling them, by giving people a lie, pitching it with a lie, saying, no, if you do this, you'll become better.
Yeah, you're like, a supreme human being. Yeah, but it's only wrong when white people want to do it, right? When the blonde people want to do it, or redheads, or any variety of ethnic Europeans. Like, no, I want my kids to be ethnically European. Oh my God, you Nazi. The only correct answer is for your kids to get with Africans. You know, like that's the only correct answer. And it's always about Africans. You notice it's always the opposite.
Right. It's always that. Well, I mean, it's
complete opposite.
It's Kudnov Kalergi. It's the EU thing. It's the we need to have a Eurasian Negroid race, as he said in his book, you know. And of course, he was very influential in the creation of the EU in the early days, and he even laid the groundwork philosophically. They try to say that it was the Second World War that was the root, and that was not true. Mm-hmm. He wrote his book, I think, back in 1917 or something like that, before the First World War. And that threw off his plans and shit like that. But then they jumped on this after the World War, Second World War. Now it's the time to do it. The European project is going to be built up and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, it's a lie they're pushing on white people, last thing I'll say, you know, to get them to disappear forever, to melt into this blob of globalism where elites have their easy-to-control race of mindless, rootless consumers, or mongrels, as he called them. That is what they want, right?
Yeah, people who you can control. And rootlessness leads to a globalized population. They have nothing to save or cling on to in their view, which is good because then you can control them and you can just manipulate them. There's no obstacles for you to do all your globalist goals, basically. Yeah.
And it's about breeding out some of the best traits of Europeans, things that make us special, make us who we are, make us unique from other people in the world. There's certain people that envy that and hate that and view it as an obstacle and want us to breed out those good things.
If there is a battle, if there is a threat, whether that's perceived, real or not, or whatever, doesn't matter. If the group perceives that that's what's going on, and they find a method of trying to eliminate their enemy, then that's what they'll do. That's what they, in many regards, tried to do, I think. And they don't care what method they use, or if they use lies, or if they. Preferably, they would probably want to do it without anybody picking up a sword, so to speak, right? Yeah. It's Sun Tzu, like just morally defeat your enemy or make them not even go into the battle itself. Mm-hmm. You defeat your enemy, let them defeat themselves or whatever it is, right? Do that, and that would be the most beneficial thing to the side that wants to win.
They're trying to market it as something cool, like you're doing your part for the sake of humanity and world peace by breeding yourself out as a white person because it will end racism forever, which is obviously racist to say that, but it's also based on a total lie, absolute lie. Racism will always exist on this planet. Like, just get over it. There's always, it'll be some next phase, next tier to it. If they, we're breeding out all the Northern European or lightest people on the planet, then it'll be like, they have this shade of eye color or hair color. It will never end.
I even saw something recently about the, and it came in the wake of this, the critical race theory stuff that they're pitching on college campuses and stuff like that. And it was basically, if you're Hispanic or even Middle Eastern, Arabic, don't think that you're exempt. You're basically next in line after the whites, kind of thing. Like you're enough white to be a problem kind of thing. And so, it'll just continue.
And Asians, right? There's a lot of Asians that have white skin. What about that?
Right.
What about that white privilege? I'll just keep continuing.
Yeah, and so Japanese people that have whiter skin than some Europeans. Gruber, I think it is, with a diamond says, my son will be half German. Well, there you go. Congratulations. Roar with a diamond says, inbreeding is not incest. Yeah, there you go. And what they're proposing is outbreeding, which is in nature is very, very bad, right? So, anyway. Show Ovenist with a diamond says, my bro is trying to make his way out of Brazil. Well, there you go. Good luck to him.
Yep.
Crazy. Escaping the cool Flavellas, right? Western Wallace with a diamond, preserve our people, 14 and support Red Ice. Well, there you go. Thank you so much for that. Angry Meat Sack with a diamond, rubbing hands together vigorously, looking at race. Our Nazi with a diamond says, where are your biker clubs? They're not helping. Where are your biker clubs? They're not helping. Are you speaking about like
biker gangs, Hell's Angels and those kinds of people? I mean, there's been some bikers for Trump. Some of those guys have rallied out, but.
Yeah, Hell's Angels. I don't know where they stand on stuff.
I don't think they're really racially aware like people think that they are.
I'd like to see some of the football supporter groups and stuff. Like, if you see some of that shit, there's like.
Tons of people.
Even like where you think that, Sweden too, but like Germany and stuff like that, like some countries where you think there's like, the whites are gone and stuff. And then you look at a supporter group for some team and stuff and you're just like, holy shit.
If they
understood what was going on here, but I know that there's a flip side to that. They're trying to get them to, that's why they're doing so many campaigns in the UEFA, the championships and stuff. Same as they're doing in NHL, NFL, and all these American
sports.
Trying to
program them.
Yeah, they're basically launching communist propaganda in there to get them to go on their side, basically. But thank you, Arnazi. Corner Space Alien says, with a diamond, they're envious, terrified of our ability, and steel, he says. Yeah, I think there's something to that. All right.
Yeah, so a British girl was told at her school that her opinion didn't matter because she's white and blonde. So her grandmother called up the teacher to confront the teacher about it, and she recorded the phone call, and there's a clip of it.
All right, here we go.
Right in there.
Yep, here we go. Twitter's been slow today.
Slow.
Hi,
is this Miss Zizam?
Hello, can I help you?
Oh, hi, this is Kelsey Murphy's grandmother.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Hi. I've just Kelsey's just called me crying. As you
so
know,
polite.
She hasn't came to school because of this BLM crap. Yeah.
Crap.
It was reported, yeah, and I've got a video record, a voice recorder of you saying that Kelsey doesn't have an opinion because she was born here and she's white and she's blonde here. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry?
Did you say to the children?
Answer the question,
morning,
bitch.
Yeah, you're lazy yes stuff or no? Like that Kelsey shouldn't have an opinion because she's white and she was born here and she's got blonde hair.
Did I say this?
Yes.
Well, I can't remember, maybe.
Maybe.
This is a very sensitive subject.
It's very sensitive.
The girls were telling me their side of the story. And I said, well, because there's privilege, isn't there? And there's,
What?
Kelsey would not have lived through what you, Lacey, has lived through. That's what I was trying to say.
All right, so you actually did say that then?
Well, who has said this? Is there evidence that I
said this? Yes, there is evidence. And you've just admitted you've said it. Do you understand?
Well, you know, this was a conversation about this very, very divisive thing.
Yes.
You're being divisive, Lacey.
Yes.
And the girl said to me that Kelsey incredible said something about Black Lives Doesn't Matter. And I said, Kelsey isn't in a position to know how black girls feel.
All right, okay.
And you're not in a position to know
but
how
they
white
all
girls
know
feel.
How white people, yeah, what their exactly. privilege that they have and yep. what they do or that's don't right. have or how they feel. Or it's
they can
incredible.
Tear down their just, statues yeah. and wow. spit on their yep. ancestors and not give a shit about their feelings,
but
right?
But give them all the self-esteem, you know, so that you won't have any.
God.
And then we'll, you know, we're even. All the perceived things that we think you did to us, we'll do to you.
The
although
teacher.
The people involved had nothing to do with any of it,
yep,
right?
But, that's right.
Anyway, there's a little more here.
You know.
Sorry?
She's human.
Sorry, I didn't understand that last time.
Yeah, it doesn't Kelsey understand. She's a human, this white girl. Do you understand
yep.
that? Nope.
Human.
No, she's human. She's uh-huh. human, Nan. But
she's white.
She's not black.
She's not
see?
Black. And what does that?
Wow. Wow.
Yep, but she's not black. Wait, I think the grandma says one more thing here.
Let me see. I'll go back to that.
Yeah. Human.
She's
no, she's
sure,
human.
Sure, she's human.
She's human, Nan, but... She's not black.
She's not I mean, black? And what does that mean? And what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, you know something? Your statement was absolutely racist.
Oh,
yeah,
and it ends
of
there.
Of course
okay.
it is.
Yep.
You know, good wow. on you, Grandma. Good Grandma. It's crap. Wow. Crap. It's a God, and the gall of this teacher, these female shit-lib yeah. teachers are so annoying. Right down to their shrill voice and these anti-white Marxist lines they
yeah.
just recite and
it's
just
amazing,
rehash.
Yeah.
God.
Ooh, holy smokes. Amazing.
Yep.
amazing
another world,
times.
She would be sacked.
But,
like,
you know,
immediately.
This idea that whites are targeted for being white or that this is, that's just a crazy conspiracy theory.
I mean, and this is by white people being programmed to be anti-white doing this. How do you think it's going to be when it's a non-white teacher who's been programmed to hate white people? How do you think that teacher is going to be?
Yeah, yeah, God. I know. Let me do a couple of these and then we'll do a couple of more stories before we start wrapping up here. Shroon with a diamond says, bikers understand more than you might guess. I hope so. I hope that that's true. That would be great. Billy P with a diamond, great stream. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for tuning in. 41BMC with a diamond says, hail our people. Thank you for that. Shoa Venist with a diamond says, human, not black. Beast of Steel with a diamond says, maybe the teacher means blacks are not human. Yeah,
good catch. she could have, the base grandma could have flipped that
you
around.
You could have flipped that right there. What do you mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the human, but not, or they're human, but they're not black. All right. Okay, so this, I didn't see the full context of this, the ad. Did you see, do you ever
yes,
see the ad
so
itself?
A listener in South Africa sent this to me, we'll play it, but this was an ad that featured a white woman and a black woman. This was in South Africa. Certain mm-hmm. words are used about the hair texture of the white girl, and certain words were used about the hair texture of the black girl. Naturally, people didn't approve because it all has to be racism, right?
Mm-hmm.
Led to riots in South Africa.
Riots
looting,
because of an ad.
Stores being destroyed. And just play it.
All right, so. There we go.
This is how protesters in South
protesters.
Africa raided
protesters.
Clicks
peaceful
beauty
protesters.
Stores over these ads.
Wait, hold up. Wait, hold
position
up.
Okay.
I just want to say right there. Frizzy and dull, right? Normal hair. And then the other blonde girl said fine and flat hair. Well, okay, fine and flat hair. That doesn't mean what blacks think it does. I just want to clarify that. Because to a lot of white women, that isn't a good thing. That's like saying your hair is limp and boring. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Economic freedom fighters describe
the EFF,
racist and dehumanizing and demand the stores shut down.
Oh my god.
Cosmetics companies have come under heavy fire during the Black Lives Matter protest for dictating white standards of beauty.
Let me just pause here for a second. I just want to say this. I love that TRT World, which is a Turkish channel. And it's like a lot of countries are doing that now, but they're forming their own. Like Al Jazeera is basically like the Arab world's version of this.
They're all the same crap. They all sound the same.
It's all leftist talking points, but it's all like they get involved in these topics where they're like slamming white people.
Yeah,
of course.
You know,
Turkey, which is like
standards.
Castrated their slaves. Like these countries were like ruthless. They captured white people. They had slave harems of white European women and shit
that.
And like the Ottomans and... But we're gonna push this anti-white shit onto you now.
White women as sex slaves and all
this
that
stuff. This is a side issue, but I see so many of these clips from TRT World has it, Al Jazeera has it, the AJ Plus feature, and
I see this come up a lot about the white beauty standards. Like it's our fault that they're tweaking their hair and getting plastic surgery and using whitening creams. Like where they're forcing them at gunpoint to bleach their skin or something.
Yeah, but now when you have like what girls doing, like what butt implants, or they're doing like certain gym routines to get a thick
look,
bottom,
whatever.
then it's fine. See, as long as if you're not happy with what
you're
given,
actually they're complaining about white girls getting
then it's
thick
appropriation, right? Then it's not about that you have low of self esteem because you're not happy with your body because the media and the music industry and all the movies are telling you that you have to look like this to be acceptable, right? Anyway, let's play a bit more.
The norm.
It's not about the hair. It's about the dignity of a black person. It's not respected. It's very easy for them
to use a
black person's dignity, drag it on the floor, use it as something that is not proper.
So they're going to talk about dignity while they go around and chant, kill the boar and kill the white farmer and kill the babies and torture the white babies. But, oh, my dignity, because this hair ad said I had dry hair and showed a black woman. Oh, my God. The horror. It's practically mass murder. It's amazing.
And as usual, like the EFF is just just full on commie. Like it's just all the same bullshit. And so it's like this BLM thing has gone like worldwide. You know, it's in every Western country. And of course, you know, I'd place South Africa in that category. But yeah, exactly. You can talk about killing people. That's fine. But then you have a wrong hair ad. Then it's like all hell breaks loose, right?
Oh, my God.
The only white hair is proper.
The backlash has forced companies like Johnson & Johnson, L'Oreal, and Unilever to drop the words whitening and fair from their skin lightening products.
See, you can't have anything that targets towards white people, but you have to cater to everyone else, right?
Well, it's not our fault that they want to they're buying bleaches, like skin bleaches. This is a problem in India and Asia, and like Africans, they even bleach their thing down there, like, and they're they're bleaching their like armpits and vaginas, and I heard about all this, like, to lighten it up, to make it look lighter. Like this is a thing that's happening in these other countries, and then we get blamed for it because they happen to find in their own culture, like in Asian culture, women that are more fair are more considered more beautiful. Same in India, I've seen that in India, right? And somehow it's our problem way over in Europe is our problem.
But the reason for that they say all the time is, well, and that's not true anymore, obviously, that's not happening now, but because all movie stars, they looked in, you know, from the 40s up till what, like the maybe 2000s or something, for the most part it was white people, it was American and European industries that did all these things, but it's like, but the reason why that was is because like we made the movies, we did those things,
exactly.
We did, like you're saying, we're supposed to cater to a people on the other side of the earth and do movies about them and stuff.
Well, and same thing with this. Instead of, how about you just make the damn products yourself? Instead of demanding these mostly white companies to make everything for you all the time.
Which is also kind of funny because I remember I looked into some stuff in one of the videos that you did on the decolonized thing. Mm-hmm. You know, looking at a couple of things when you're searching for relevant material to add in and stuff like that. And you realize that there was a lot of like black owned people that did their own hair straightening products and stuff in the beginning. I forget what the brands were named now.
Yeah, they were trying to do it on their own.
All of those things. So it's not that someone wasn't doing those things. When it was doing it, it was themselves that were doing that.
Oh, but they were only doing that because of, you know, racism and trying to fit in and look like white girls. Right.
All right. Please. Anyway, so riots down in South Africa because of that.
You know what the solution is to all this in South Africa? To have what they had before.
Yeah.
Before the communists took over and they started killing all the white people. The blacks can be free of, you know, these oppressive hair ads by having their own territory, free of white men, free of products created by white people, then just have their own space.
And I mean, that's something that they're pushing right now, too, because they're saying that, what was it? It was two women in Georgia, right? They were buying up land out on the countryside. They want to segregate, right? They want to have their own community and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's great.
Great, just not on taxpayer expense, okay? Just don't call for us for help.
Yeah, I don't know how the funding part of this came into the picture. But regardless, the point is, it's like, first it was segregation was wrong and bad and stuff, and that's integration and all this stuff. And now it's like back to segregation. White people can't have it, though, but everyone else can. They can have their own community. They can have their own thing only for them, exclusive for them and stuff. And so, no, it's just basically a big vengeance program that's running right now, which is the perceived injustices that was done by white people is going to be, white people are now going to be subjected to. That's where this is going. And it's the commies pushing this shit because it benefits them and their agenda, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so we'll have to wait for some of the other stories. We have a bunch of other stuff actually to go into. We'll have to save some of that for Weekend Warrior, which of course is coming up next. RedIceMembers.com. Check out the website. Great stuff for you there. Everything that we've done back to our start in 2006, thousands and thousands of hours of content. We have Weekend Warrior exclusive that we do for you guys, for members. You also get access to exclusive videos. We have a one video that you recorded, was yesterday, Lana?
That's right.
That's going up next.
Inspirational video. Ooh.
In just a couple of days or so, we'll get that up as soon as we can. What else? What else? I guess we should do some of the last D-Lives there as well. Did you have any others on entropy or anything like that, Lana?
I'll double check. You can
double check that, and I can do a couple of these real quick. scroll back up. Where are we? We did that one. Beast of Steel with a diamond says, maybe the teacher means black people are not here. Yeah, we did that one. That's right. Corner Space Alien possibly covered the Abrahamic Initiative on World War, or I guess it is, or on Weekend Warrior, maybe you're saying. That's right. I saw Adam Green covering some of that. And I actually haven't followed up on that too much yet, but that's a good topic to dive into. I did hear about it, but yeah, thank you for the tip. We definitely have to cover something on that, so thank you. Black Philip with the diamonds says, Lana, what percentage of black women straighten their hair? Someone asks you.
Oh, geez, I don't know. In America, I mean, they're getting weaves and, probably, 30%, 40%? I mean, something high from what I see. I don't know.
All right, there you go. You got a number. Who knows? Cornered Space Alien with a diamond says, Cornered Space Alien CSA thanks you and stuff like that. Well, there you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. Chauvinist with a Ninja Guinea, thank you so much. Lana makes an amazing point. There you go. Thank you so much. Couple of one-month subs handed out as well. Super Tiger Fox got one from Psylosopher. Thanks so much for that. Obergroiper with a Ninja Guinea. Shekel Dump Shears, well, there you go. Thank you so much. Another one from Obergroiper Ninja Guinea. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate it. Max Headroom with a diamond says, is Lana's Xmas video back?
That should be up on BitChute, right?
Yeah, I think it is, right? Isn't it not? We have to double check that. I think it is.
Yeah, it should be.
Obviously, it's up on redicemembers.com, but that should be, maybe I'll look into it and double check that the BitChute has updated from the redice.tv website. But no, that should be up there. Otherwise, we've just forgotten it, and we'll take that as a reminder and put it up there. All right, let me go to the chest real quick here. Put another couple of some other diamonds in there. Some other lemons in there. Yeah, go ahead. Shoot that off while I do this.
Lon and Henrik, what is your opinion on the National Justice Party? I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I heard about it in passing. I'll have to look into it a bit more. Is it the Right Stuff people that were behind it? Or?
I think so. Yes,
no, no, wait. It's so. What's his name? National Justice. Yeah. That's right. What's his name again?
Stryker.
That yeah, Eric.
I think
that's
so.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard about it flying around, right? But I haven't actually looked into it much or listened to anything.
Not too much.
Anything,
yeah. So. I have to look into it to give you a proper opinion about it. But we'll check it out. Did hear about it something in passing. All right, I'm going to put about 800 extra lemons in the chest. So there you go. We're going to open that up. So heads up on the chest for those of you who want to collect on that, get some lemons back. But yeah, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Always a pleasure having you with us. Hope you guys have a great weekend. As we said again, Sunday, usually we do Weekend Warrior on. We do prep to Saturdays, record it on Sundays. And then it goes up, of course, after that, after a little editing and stuff like that. But it's one of our flagship shows. We put a lot of effort into it. Some portions of it is much more scripted, do more graphics and do kind of fun stuff in there. So if you haven't checked it out, definitely do check it out. It's well worth it. Is it not distributing? Let me try that again. That's very strange.
There it is. It's gone.
There we go. Okay, strange. Wasn't taking. Yes, so otherwise, of course, what do we have then? Tuesday. Stay tuned, because we're doing the presidential debate, the first one of its kind between Trump and Biden. I hope it'll be a lot of fun. It probably will be a lot of fun. So we have, for sure, James Edwards with us to cover that, mm-hmm. and we're going to try to, at least for a little bit, if we can, drag Jared Taylor along as well.
Yeah, and who else would you guys want? I don't know, drop a name in the chat. Who else, if we're going to invite one more person?
Yeah, we're kind of at the tail end here now, but yeah, put some names in the chat, and we can go through and watch that later. And anyone else you'd like to, if we have two, or maybe if we do bring three people on, who else would you like to see? Drop a name in the chat, and we'll check that out in post here after we cut the feed. But yeah, luckiest followers on DLive: Dixon Uranus number one, Karavaki number two, William Shear number three, Gabe Lackman I think it is number four, and Star Pilot number five. Thank you so much to you guys. And congrats on some of those lemons. Hopefully you got some back there. But yeah, thank you very much. We'll be back then with much more soon. Anything else, Lana, before we
That's
before
it for wrap now, up? Guys and gals.
There we are. Okay. Take care, everybody. Thank you for joining us tonight. Have a good one. See you later. Bye. Now, if you're new here, just want to alert you to Weekend Warrior, our exclusive show that we do at redicemembers.com each weekend. News roundup show. We talk about some of the current events, the most important stories. We have a good laugh as well. Laugh at some of the cultural Marxist absurdities. Check it out if you haven't already. An exclusive show. People love it. They tune in each weekend. They don't miss a single show. It's well produced. There really isn't anything like it on the anti-globalist movement, whatever you want to call it. So thank you so much for watching. But again, if you want more, redicemembers.com, Weekend Warrior. Check it out.